plasters, paints, tiles, and more, drop by Eco Design Resources of Santa Cruz. Tell them that Deborah sent you. And remember, tomorrow really does matter, so tell a friend. And stay tuned now for the Peter B. Collins Show that's coming up after the CBS News. Thank you for giving me part of your Tuesday. Have an awesome day.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. In Michigan, the story, the mantra, the pitch is...
The main thing we want to do is get some jobs here in Michigan.
Yeah!
That's Mike Huckabee. Same refrain, though, from Mitt Romney. Wherever he went, and John McCain, too, talks about jobs and Michigan's ability to produce products as voters go to the polls in the Republican primary. Vaughn Ververs at CBSNews.com.
There's a lot of job loss in the state. Mike Huckabee sort of takes a line that they appreciate, that they like. I mean, he talks a lot about people who are having a hard time making it in the country, and that's something that really rings with a lot of voters, I think, even in the Republican Party in Michigan.
Polls close in 3 hours. Does the idea of eating a steak from a cloned cow bother you? The FDA says it should not. It's the same thing.
FDA officials acknowledge that some people may feel uncomfortable with the decision to declare meat and dairy products from cloned animals as safe. But they say the food is no different, and there's no reason to keep it out of supermarkets. They say it's so similar that there's no reason even to add a government warning label. Critics, though, say the government has not done enough research to pick up subtle differences in cloned animals.
CBS's Howard Arenstein in Washington. The wizards at Apple have some new high-tech gizmos out of Macworld, a tiny new laptop computer way smaller than your lap, and movie rentals through iTunes.
I think this is going to revolutionize the whole video rental business, to be honest, because if people can rent a movie from a large library from their television set, I think that's going to be a real jumpstart for Apple TV, which has been languishing, but now they've got a real use for it.
And CBS's Larry Magid. The Supreme Court has ruled against investors hoping to sue for damages against companies who did business with crooked stock manipulators at issue Enron. Chris Patty is a plaintiff lawyer for the California Board of Regents.
We were disappointed that the court did not allow investors more ability to recover from third parties that are engaged in these frauds.
Regents say they lost $140 million in the Enron collapse. Oprah Winfrey takes over the Discovery Health Channel in a deal with Discovery Communications. Chicago Tribune media writer Phil Rosenthal.
It's a way for her to reach a little deeper and continue her legacy even beyond her television show.
And true to her practice, she will name it after herself. It is the Oprah Winfrey Network. In Kokomo, Indiana, the convenience store stick-up didn't go so well. The bandit had just gotten the cash in a bag, and the teller had turned to get him the cigarettes he demanded. He stuck the pistol in the waistband of his pants, and it discharged, doing himself a grievous, self-explanatory personal injury, which police say will require surgery. On Wall Street, the Dow down 277 points today, the Nasdaq off 60. Oil, $91.90 a barrel. That's down $2.30. This is CBS News.
People today find car insurance difficult to understand. So we invited an expert in mathematics to explain the new e-sign discount from Progressive. Professor?
Well, it's simple. Sign your policy forms at progressive.com and get a $50 discount.
That's it?
Well, yes.
The e-sign discount from Progressive. It's simple. Go to progressive.com, click to sign your policy forms online, and get a $50 discount.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. E-sign discount not available in California, Nevada, North Carolina. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Taking care of business, Office Depot.
Running low on ink? Office Depot can take care of you. We guarantee to be in stock on top brands of ink you need to keep printing. And Office Depot guarantees you low prices on ink, so you never have to worry about paying too much. Plus, use your Office Depot WorkLife Rewards card and get 10% back in rewards. Office Depot, taking care of business. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details. Rewards are paid quarterly as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Excludes HP.
Midnight at the Oasis, for real, to welcome a president.
President Bush met some of the king's horses and some of the king's men at King Abdullah's Saudi Arabian Desert Oasis Retreat. The Saudis call it a horse farm, but it's not exactly a farm by American standards. The 2,000-acre country club-like setting, about an hour's drive from Riyadh, is protected by royal guards. The farm houses the royal horsepower, the king's 150 prize Arabian stallions. The concrete stables there provide the animals with climate-controlled equestrian luxury. The horses receive aquatherapy and full-time veterinary care. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Riyadh.
Tough enough, he's still living down putting on a Red Sox cap, but Republican candidate Rudy Giuliani isn't making the same mistake twice. The former New York City mayor, signing autographs in Florida, declined to put his name on a Green Bay Packers cap, not before the NFC Championship game with the New York Giants this weekend. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Running low on ink? Office Depot can take care of you. We guarantee to be in stock on top brands of ink you need to keep printing. And Office Depot guarantees you low prices on ink, so you never have to worry about paying too much. Plus, use your Office Depot WorkLife Rewards card and get 10% back in rewards. Office Depot, taking care of business. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details. Rewards are paid quarterly as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Excludes HP.
At Mercedes-Benz, our affordable certified pre-owned vehicles come with the rich legacy of engineering that is Mercedes-Benz, and a 155-point inspection, roadside assistance, and a one-year warranty up to 100,000 miles. Every certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz retains its integrity because, as a company, we have ours. Stop by your local authorized dealer and ask about the certified pre-owned program by Mercedes-Benz.
See dealer for complete details and warranty and roadside assistance. Abbreviated inspection applicable to vehicles less than 15 months old with less than 18,000 miles.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. Infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show, live from Sacramento, in the studios of KSAC 1240 Talk City. I'm delighted to be with you, and we are hosted by our affiliate station here in Sacramento today, as we're here for the screening of the film Uncounted at the Crest Theater tonight. And Frank, go ahead and lean right in here. We were getting double audio, so... Okay, but now I'm hearing both signals, so that'll confuse me. We're doing much better. Now, Brad and David, how are your headphones? Doing a quick radio check here.
I'm hearing everything twice.
Okay, so it's twice as good. Excellent. Let's see if we can get that squared away. Brad Friedman is in the studio with us, along with David Earnhardt, the producer and writer, and did about everything on the film Uncounted. And that's way too much. We are going to have a great program here today. A little bit later, John Garamendi, who is the Lieutenant Governor of California, will be stopping by the studio here. And we're also going to talk to our regular contributor, Jason Leopold, from truthout.org. He's got more information on the U.S. attorney scandal, and also an interesting piece of legislation that he wants to draw our attention to. And we'll be in the free speech zone in our third and final hour. As usual, we'll be joined by Sacramento film critic Gary Cheery. He's going to give us his review of the powerful new documentary called Uncounted. So that's all ahead here on the Peter B. Collins Show. As usual, you can call in toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B. And I learned today that those who have Blackberries have a little impediment when you give them a telephone number that spells a word. It doesn't really work that way. And apparently we're not on 1240 right now. That's what Katrina is signaling me. Gary Chu has seen the movie, and he'll be joining us a little bit later today. 9 minutes after the hour, toll free. My number is 888-573-8372. That's right. If you have a fancy BlackBerry or an iPhone, you may not be able to use it when we give you a word. But here are the digits, 888-573-8372. And I want to welcome David Earnhardt here from Nashville, Tennessee. He's in Sacramento for the screening of his film tonight. David, how are you?
I'm doing great, Peter. Thank you.
Well, it's nice to meet you in the flesh. We've had the opportunity to talk several times over the last couple couple of months. I'm very impressed with the work that you've done. And that is despite the large role played by one Brad Friedman in this documentary. Bradness, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Nice to see you in person, too.
It's good to be seen in person, barely alive and awake today, but we'll take what we can get these days.
This election protection blog thing just takes over your life, doesn't it?
And where are we? Day 14 in election year 08?
Right.
Oh, it's going to be a long year, Peter.
Yes, it certainly is a long, long year. And, David, why don't you sketch for us what you cover in the film to give people who may be completely unfamiliar with election protection issues, and we, of course, want to invite our Sacramento listeners to come over to the Crest Theater. There are two screenings at 5:30 and 8 p.m. today, tonight, and you, David, and Brad and I will be there for Q&A after each screening. But give us a quick overview of the film.
Well, what we really do is look at the problems we've got with our election system, really from an overview, just looking at how the very core of our democracy, the vote, is very vulnerable, that our system just flat out doesn't work. So what we really try to do with the film is thread together the evidence to show how easy it is to manipulate election results and just ways that it can be done, because this is very complex. It's very, it's just many different ways that it can happen. And in particular, we look very close at the 2004 election, how the manipulation of results in that election likely changed the outcome of the 2004 election. We look at 2006, where it just continued on. The reason for looking at all this history, this recent history, is so that we can look ahead in 2008, doing what we can as citizens and hopefully the media to prevent further manipulation in the 2008 election, because if things go the way we think they've gone in the past, or the way they've gone in the past, the likelihood it's going to be manipulated again in 2008 is very high if we don't watch it.
And Brad Friedman is your witness, because we are into day 15, actually, of the election year. It slid past you there, Brad.
Oh, is that right?
It is the 15th today. And already there are serious challenges and a recount underway with some messy problems in New Hampshire. Why don't you give us a quick update on the recount in New Hampshire?
I'll tell you, you couldn't come up with a more aptly named film at this point than Uncounted. You've got 80% of the votes in of the ballots in New Hampshire in this incredibly anomalous race that have never been counted by anyone. Now, I've been in touch over the last 24 hours or so with the folks in New Hampshire on the ground who are working on these recounts. They call them recounts. In fact, they're really just counts, because nobody's ever actually counted these ballots. But both on the Democratic and the Republican side, they're working to actually count these paper ballots that do exist in New Hampshire, if we can get to them, if the chain of custody is in order. And I got word just on the way over here to the studio that, in fact, the Democrats, Dennis Kucinich, who has challenged the election, did, in fact, get his check in time to get the count. So there will be a count, I'm told, if everything proceeds as it's supposed to, on that side for certain. There's a question about the Republican, who is also challenging, who got the money wired, we're told, to the state, and yet the bank would not release the funds, and they have not been able to give the check to Republican, I'm sorry, to the Democratic Secretary of State up there, Bill Gardner, who has declared that they have to pay everything up front. Now, there's a question about the statute, which says only that they have to give a written guarantee that they'll pay the money. So that may be challenged, because the count may be stopped on the Republican side. This is important, whether it's Republican or Democratic side, because folks need to track the chain of custody. They need to find out what happened with the memory cards on those optical scan machines. They need to be able to do a thorough investigation, because we're finding all sorts of anomalies, broken protocols, chains of custody, and everything else. Thankfully, we've got election integrity folks on the ground out there in New Hampshire, more on the Republican side, unfortunately, for the moment, than the Democratic side. But there are people trying to get the count of America's ballots in New Hampshire, and that's what David's film, really, Uncounted, is all about, the effort to count our ballots, a radical idea, I know.
We're going to take a quick break here and adjust some of our technical parameters, see if we can get everything under control. I'm Peter B. Collins, live from Sacramento. Filmmaker David Earnhardt, the producer-director of Uncounted, in the studio with us, along with Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com. You can join us toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. More in a moment from Sacramento, here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Beyond Wheat Artisan Bakery, right here in Monterey, brings you sugar-free and gluten-free muffins and cakes that are all natural, with organic ingredients and loaded with super green nutrition. Find Beyond Wheat at Whole Foods Market in Monterey, Cornucopia Community Market in Carmel, Staff of Life in Santa Cruz, and New Leaf Markets in Santa Cruz and Capitola. Be sure to try Beyond Wheat for a truly special treat, created to keep you happy and totally guilt-free. You'll be so glad you did.
Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 1584 Del Monte is locally owned and operated by the May family and features delicious, authentic, inexpensive Chinese food prepared to order every day. Make this the year you become personally acquainted with the May family and Jim's Restaurant at 1584 Del Monte in Seaside. Jim's specials are still $5.75 for lunch and $6.50 for dinner per person. Stop by 1584 Del Monte or call 394-5117. Don't forget, Jim's is tops for takeout and catering, too. Call Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 394-5117.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, PattyRossCarmel.com.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service has two locations to serve you better wherever you live. Both locations feature full-service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Juan specializes in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for fast, friendly, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service, now located in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road in Soquel Drive in Aptos Village, across from the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Give Juan a call at 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Don't forget to ask Juan how KRXA listeners can save an additional 10% at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Peter B. Collins. Studios of 1240 Talk City. A very interesting set of screenings. We're showing at 5:30 and then again at 8 p.m. And we encourage people in the Sacramento area to come out and join us. That's at the... Gentlemen, we apologize for bringing our technical laboratory onto the radio today, but sometimes when we do these remote broadcasts, it gets a little complicated.
I saw the Diebold truck downstairs. Are they responsible for engineering tonight's technical mastery? Clearly, it's Diebold. They run these remotes as well as they run elections.
I wasn't going to say that, Brad. But, I wasn't going to say it.
Don't be scared, Dave.
Okay. So now we have a signal going out. Brian, can I ask you to call Katrina and just confirm what our status is over at the control room and on the way to the satellite seat, because we're trying to troubleshoot what some of the issues are. David Earnhardt, what first attracted you to these issues that you depict in the film Uncounted?
Listen, for me, it really, more than anything, was the way that there was the complete silence to the media after clearly there was plenty of evidence out there that there were some problems after the 2004 election. It was not only underreported, it was ignored completely. And that made me feel like I wanted to at least become a voice that could get some of this evidence that was going on in the alternative media and on the internet, at least get some of that evidence out there so these issues could be discussed. And, you know, documentary filmmakers kind of helped fill that void as well, but it just seemed like this was just way too urgent to at least not get something out there. I will say something. I mean, it's just real interesting with New Hampshire. At least we see a change of the landscape from 2004, because now when Brad is reporting on this and when some things are being said, you hear little voices in the mainstream media this time around reporting on some of this. It's a very quiet voice. It's a few things here and there, but people are starting to pay attention. I think people were ready in case something might have gone wrong in the New Hampshire election. And now in our own, in the Tennessee, in Nashville, Tennessee, here's an op-ed saying what went wrong with the tabulation in New Hampshire. That's a big change in the last 3 years.
Now, at the same time, David, just this morning, as I was driving to Sacramento, I was listening to one of the main news talk stations in San Francisco, and there was Ron Owens. Most people listening to this program know who he is. And he was ridiculing Dennis Kucinich for demanding a recount in New Hampshire. Yeah. And he was ignoring all of the issues that we've talked about, and the steadfast role that Mr. Kucinich is playing, because he's actually stepping up, because Barack Obama has not. Obama is the one, if anything comes out of a recount or other investigations in New Hampshire, he's the one who would be most likely to benefit. But like John Kerry refusing in Ohio in 2004, Obama doesn't want to be seen as the sore loser, and so he wants to just try to move on. And I value that Dennis Kucinich, who has not a prayer of improving his standing in the tally from this process, is the one who's stepping up and taking the heat for what we want to know, which is simply the truth. We want transparency, and we want this election to be credible. Here in this day and age in the United States, we shouldn't have to think twice about what, you know, whether or not these elections are going to work.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that it's very incremental. We are a long way from where something like this get. When somebody like Kucinich moves on this where he's not ridiculed, there's still going to be the general thing of conspiratorial type language, ridicule. But it's interesting. You didn't get a whisper
from the media 3 years ago. And to start seeing at least the rumblings is encouraging to me. And it reminds me, when Dennis Kucinich stepped up, it reminds me of how David Cobb of the Green Party and the Libertarians stepped up in 2004. And it's also interesting how the Ron Paul strategist, Ron Paul himself isn't necessarily seeing anything, at least that I'm aware of, but his people are clearly making a lot of waves. So that says to me that at least Ron Paul is at least enabling that kind of talk to go on within the campaign. And I think this has become a much more alive issue, and we just need it to keep going in that direction.
That's filmmaker David Earnhardt here on the Peter B. Collins Show. And we're going to try a technical stretch here. Tony Shepard, who is the director of the Sacramento Film Festival, is joining us now. Tony, welcome.
Hi.
It's good to talk with you, and thank you for setting up this screening of Uncounted. Tell us what you think Sacramentans want to learn from this, and why you decided to do this special screening, which is outside of your normal film festival schedule.
Well, I'd like to thank you as well for your support in this process. I heard about the film, first of all, actually listening to you and David talking about it on your show a couple of months ago.
I'm happy to take the blame.
And, you know, we normally spend about 50 weeks of the year getting ready for the festival in August. And for us to discover something in November, you know, a month or so before primary season, and look at it with this kind of content, with this timeliness, and look at it, you know, with our option basically of sitting on it for 9 months as though it's some kind of pregnancy, or getting it out there for people to see as quickly as possible, it just didn't make any sense to be sitting on it. So, you know, I watched the film about 2 or 3 days after I heard you guys talking about it, and I booked the theater probably 2 or 3 days later.
Wow.
And I would hope that people, you know, look at the movie and, you know, basically get from it all the things that you guys are talking about. This is an extraordinary vulnerable process. For some extraordinary reason that is almost unfathomable to me, we have somehow decided that it's a smart move to subcontract our democracy to you know, corporate interests that have a vested interest in the outcome. And nobody seems to care, or very few people seem to care, or few people seem to care enough to talk about it.
Tony, this is Brad Friedman from BradBlog, and you and I have spoken via email. I've never heard your voice until now, but it may have just answered a question for me. Where are you from originally, Tony?
It's an interesting question. I'm from England originally, so I mean, in screening this and hoping that people get a lot out of it, I'm not even somebody who votes in this country.
No, but the fact that you, frankly, that you noticed that your ears pricked up here and you gave a damn, I think is very telling that it was you who pulled this out, because we're seeing even media, and I'll disagree a little bit with my friend David Earnhardt, even with what we're seeing in New Hampshire right now, the media is not paying attention, and even progressives have been coming down as very interesting on me for being concerned about this. And so the fact that you're not from here originally, I think, may be very telling as far as why you thought this was notable and needed to be talked about, while so many, frankly, Americans aren't paying attention.
Well, I've been following the story for some time. I remember listening to Bev Harris of Black Box Voting talking at a DEF CON hackers conference about 4 years ago. And in that intervening space of time, I mean, she makes a compelling case then as she does now. You know, you don't hear it from other people. If you talk about the vulnerability of the system, people look at you like, you know, you're a fringe lunatic.
Yep.
And it's really not a stretch at all to suggest that these things can be changed or manipulated. If you even get to the point of having your vote even in the system, which, of course, you know, David addresses as well in terms of people who, you know, can't stand in line in the rain for 15 hours on a workday to be able to vote. I mean, at some level, you look at it, you watch the movie, and you just become angry. It's not a disappointing thing to watch this movie and think about the number of things that are going wrong. It's angering to think about, you know, just how many things are going badly and how many people are frankly getting screwed, if I'm allowed to say that online. I guess I'm on the right.
You can, and we'll send you the bill.
Well,
David?
And thank you so much for inviting us, Tony. I really appreciate that a lot. And I'll tell you, I'll just say to Brad, you know, as we're having our very polite disagreement, I'm probably an eternal optimist, because I really think that, say, just the work that Brad is doing, for example, in many people, getting the word out, is causing a shift in the populace, in the way of people looking at this. And it's changing just a little bit. But you know what? I agree with Brad on this. We have a long way to go.
That's David Earnhardt along with Brad Friedman here. Tony Shepard, thank you very much. Coming up after the break, a $100,000 reward for anybody who can lead us to election fraud in New Hampshire. I'm Peter B. Collins in Sacramento.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Franklin Templeton Investments. Their unique perspective lets them see domestic and international markets in a different light. Franklin Templeton Investments, gain from their perspective. I'm Charles Osgood. In a hospital emergency room, time is of the essence. But guess what a new study in the online edition of the journal Heart Affairs has found?
We found that when patients go to the emergency room, they're waiting longer and longer to see the emergency department physician.
More from the study's lead author, Dr. Andrew Wilper of Harvard Medical School, after this.
I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice then, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333, we'll name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift package. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333. That's 800-282-3333 for the hottest gift.
Are you looking for a great deal on a new printer because yours prints too slowly? Then come into Office Depot through January 19th and get an HP black and white laser printer for only $99.99 after $80 instant savings. Plus, now through January 26th, get 10% back in rewards on all printers when you use your Work Life Rewards card. Office Depot, taking care of business. Rewards are paid quarterly as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
The study on ER waiting times looked at old hospital records covering the period 1997 to 2004.
The median wait for all patients increased from 22 to about 30 minutes. Over the course of the study, that's about a 36% total increase in waits.
Has it gotten any better since 2004? No, says Dr. Andrew Wilper.
Wait times are increasing for everyone. Not only that, they're increasing for patients who arrive at the emergency department with what may be a severe illness. And I don't see anything that's happened since the end of the study period that might reverse these trends.
In fact, the patients who had the worst increase in waiting times were the ones whose lives most depend on rapid treatment, those having a heart attack.
We've had population growth over the study period. We've had a relative aging of the population. In addition, we have seen at least indirect evidence in our study that limited availability of primary care may be contributing to crowding in emergency departments.
In fact, some hospitals have given up.
Over the course of the study, literally hundreds of emergency departments closed in the United States. All the while, we saw an increase of about 20% in terms of patient visits to emergency department per year.
I thought you'd want to know. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hello, this is Jane Fleming with Beyond Wheat Artisan Bakery in Monterey. And if you have a new emerging business like I do, consider advertising on KRXA 540 AM. KRXA is one of the best values on the Central Coast in today's competitive marketplace. Beyond Wheat has seen noticeable and consistent growth since our ads began with KRXA. We are muffins ahead in sales every month thanks to sales manager Larry Rathall. Call Larry at 394-KRXA. That's 394-5792. You'll be so glad you did.
At Homescapes Carmel, we search far and near to find the best locally made, American-made, and imported furnishings the world has to offer. I'm Thompson Lang, and my brother Beau and I scour the globe to find unique, unusual, and unmatched merchandise to help you personalize your home and garden. We're proud to offer a variety of products such as cabinets, lamps, and vases made with bamboo, plantation teak, and other renewable and reclaimed resources. These items are beautiful, durable, and most of all, eco-friendly. So stop by Homescapes Carmel on the corner of 7th and Dolores, or visit homescapescarmel.com.
When the house is a mess, or a petty money squabble when your marriage is in trouble, or a football game when there's rioting in the streets. It's just another movie.
Not uncounted, it's not just another movie. Welcome back to the Peter B. Collins Show. I remain your humble host, Peter B. We're live in Sacramento, actually in Old Town, right down by the river in the beautiful studios of 1240 Talk City, KSAC. Brad Friedman, our go-to guy on election protection, is with me. Bradblog.com, of course, is where his work appears. And we're talking also with David Earnhardt, who is the filmmaker. And take a moment here to credit the other people who helped you put Uncounted together, because I always kind of always roll it up and say, oh, David Earnhardt, the filmmaker, but you didn't do it just by yourself.
Well, you know, I tell you where my head goes when you ask that question right off the bat, are the people that are doing the work in this election integrity movement. I mean, sorry he's sitting right beside me, but the work that Brad is doing is just unbelievable, and really that's what inspired me as much as anything, is just watching people working so hard. I mean, let's just remember back in 2004, this is when all of us were painted as a little bit weird. It was just not a time where people in general were open to this.
As well, Brad and I have talked to just me in 2008 being painted a little bit weird.
Brad and I have talked about this, that often election anomalies were reported only for the purpose of marginalizing or dismissing them, or making us seem like Star Trek conference attendees for raising the question.
Absolutely. I mean, the thing that struck me more than anything is I saw three different reports. Now, I saw them 3 years later, but I saw a report on NBC. I saw a report on CNN. I saw a report on ABC. They were almost the same report done within a week of the election. They were all about 2 minutes. They put out a few things. They dismissed them. And that was the extent of their reporting. It was literally, and they basically copied each other.
Right.
It was simply there so that they could say we did our job, and then they moved on. And that gets balanced. That kind of superficial report, one person's assigned to it, knock it out in a day. That gets balanced against people like Bob Petrakis up in Columbus, you know, doing mountains of work with this tons of evidence. Steve Freeman up in Pennsylvania on the exit polls. You know, there is just no comparison with those. And you're exactly right. It's just put out there to dismiss it.
And let me give credit also, going back, really the genesis of your film, David, was back in 2005, which seems many, many decades ago at this point.
It does.
But the good folks in Tennessee, Bernie Ellis down there, you began, if I'm not mistaken, by filming this conference, the National, what was it? National
Election Reform Conference.
Right.
People from 30 states came to this.
And Bernie Ellis, one of the activists down there, election integrity folks down in Nashville, had set up this summit, and we had folks from all over the country, activists, election integrity folks, come and meet. And those were in the darkest days of 2005 there, where you were, you know, just a nut to suggest that there could possibly be anything wrong with our election system. Mm-hmm. You were there filming that conference. Meeting a lot of the players, if you will, who have become more and more prominent as it turned out over the years, that,
absolutely,
what do you know, they were right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I think that's really where, was that the genesis for it? You hadn't been an election integrity guy prior to that, had you?
Well, it really, for me, it was the 2004 election, but what was perfect about that conference is that the people I had been reading, yourself included, Steve Freeman, you know, a lot of people, Steve Freeman actually wasn't in that conference, but a number of people, so many that I'd been reading on the internet, descended upon Nashville and were in this conference. And as far as I was concerned, how could I stop at that point? I mean, they all came there, and it was just an incredible opportunity from my standpoint to be able to meet the key people, the brave souls who had really put their lives aside to really focus on this issue, get the word out about what happened in 2004, try to figure out how we can keep this mess from happening again. And it was just an incredible opportunity that they all landed at the same place. I will say, though, when I was starting that conference, the idea was just to really document that conference, mm-hmm. but I just kept going.
And, David, one of the things that I think really distinguishes Uncounted is that it's about the machines, but not just about the machines.
Absolutely.
Because many people have properly focused in on computer-based voting systems as a huge vulnerability.
Yes.
But there are many other ways to game the election system, to keep people from voting, to convince them, a certain group of people likely to vote for your opponent, that the election is on Wednesday.
Right.
And when you add it all up, it is a very conscious effort to manipulate elections, hardly accidental.
And it deserves much more scrutiny because only a handful of people have gone to jail for election fraud. Not the kind of voter fraud
right.
that the Supreme Court says a voter ID will protect us from.
Right.
Or they're about to rule that way, we think. Yeah. But election fraud, where people attempt to manipulate the outcome through various legal but unethical and unethical but illegal.
That's right. That's exactly right. I mean, the thing that pulls it all together is voter suppression. Mm-hmm. I mean, just keeping... And I think that really... Sometimes we have to be careful in putting so much emphasis on the electronic voting and letting it, giving off the false impression that that's the whole game. Because when we head into 2008, really one of the biggest games going on of all is these voter ID laws. I mean, that is going to dramatically affect the number of people whose votes don't get counted because they don't even get to vote.
And if I could add, it's photo ID. It's not voter ID. We don't mind doing that, but it's the fact specifically. You know, there's a lot of states that have voter ID that is just fine. It's specifically a type of ID that they're trying to do to keep people from voting. But, Peter, you raise a great point, which is that, you know, one of the things David's film, I saw an earlier version of it that he had released before the 06 election that at the time was called Eternal Vigilance. And what it did and what it still does, Uncounted still does, is it follows all of these people who personally are my heroes following, you know, keeping an eye on what's going on. It doesn't matter ultimately. You know, what sort of technology you're using, even if you're using paper ballots in a box. The difference here is what gives you an election with integrity is transparency. And the only way you can have that is if these people who understand what's at stake are able to follow the election, to watch what's going on from beginning to middle to end. So it's those people, you know, I'm pointing to a lot as making noise and being important in the movement, I suppose. But to me, it's all of those folks around on the ground who are watching every step of the process. They're feeding me information. I'm just, you know, telling people what they're reporting from the ground.
That's Brad Friedman from BradBlog.com. David Earnhardt, producer, director of Uncounted, the movie that we're screening tonight, the West Coast premiere at the Crest Theater in Sacramento. And for our Sacramento area listeners, we have one pair of tickets left to give away. You have to call in with the correct answer to the question that David is about to pose to you. Call us toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B. Be ready for a wave of calls, Brian. 888-573-8372. And the question is?
Okay, the question is, what party, and I'm going to give a bad told me not to do this, but there are one of two parties. You just need to name one. There were two parties that challenged the 2004 election. You can just name one of those parties, and you win those tickets.
The people who challenged the Ohio presidential result, just to be very clear
about
that.
That's correct. That's correct.
And we'll go to the phones here in a moment. But first, we want to talk with Brett Kimberlin from VelvetRevolution.us. They have offered a $100,000 reward for anyone who brings forward information about inelegant or illegal activities in the New Hampshire election and its count. Brett, welcome back to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Thanks for having me on, Peter, and hi, Brad and David.
Hey, Brett.
Hello, Brett. How are you?
We should have some disclosure here. BradBlog.com is, in fact, a co-founder of VelvetRevolution.us, along with my buddy Brett.
All right. And Uncounted, Velvet Revolution has worked with Uncounted. We put out a music video called More Dead Because of Ohio, and we collaborated with David to put that music video out. So,
all right, so we have overarching and overlapping conspiracies here. We'll see you all at Gitmo. Brett, tell us about the $100,000 reward.
Well, first of all, you know, I want to make it clear that we don't know that there was election fraud in New Hampshire. I mean, we just want to get to the bottom of it, and if there are whistleblowers up there or people with knowledge of any shenanigans, we want to have this honeypot out there to attract them and bring them forward so that we can find out. We've had a lot of good luck with rewards in the past. They helped to bring Diebold whistleblowers to us and got us a Diebold machine that Princeton scientists used to show that you could put a virus in the machine. So we've had a lot of success with this, and we're putting this out. We've gotten several calls about it, and we're following up on those leads right now.
Clinton Curtis came via our initial offer after the 2004 election, the right. whistleblower from down in Florida.
And Clint Curtis' story is told in Uncounted. It's a powerful one. And Brad introduced me to Clint. We had him on the program while he was running for Congress against the real fraudster last year.
Clint, not me. I wasn't running for Congress.
Correct.
Clint, yeah. Clint is running again this year.
Oh, that's
yes.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, he's not giving up, and he was also at that National Election Reform Conference back
right.
in 2005.
That was his first public appearance, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
You've got it on videotape.
That's right. That's right.
Not first public appearance. His first public was before Conyers at the hearing. In the
well, you're absolutely right. Sworn that, testimony to right. Congress.
Which we have in the film.
So, Brett Kimberlin, if I have information that I'd like to bring forward in hopes of getting the $100,000 reward, do I go to a phone booth and call 900-something?
No, it's a 1-888-VOTE-TIP, 1-888-VOTE-TIP, V-O-T-E-T-I-P, and we have operators manning that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we'd love to hear from you if you have any information that will result in the arrest and conviction of someone involved with the flipping of any votes in New Hampshire that results in a change in the election.
Okay. So that's 888-VOTE-TIP, 888-VOTE-TIP. Brett, thank you very much. Great to have you with us today, and thanks for working for election integrity in this country.
Well, thanks for screening the great movie that you got there.
Well, I think it's going to be a great evening, and I want everybody in Sacramento to come out. We've got two showings, 5:30 and 8 p.m., at the Crest Theater, which is 1013 K Street here in Sacramento.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet, Brett. Thank you very much. Brian, can you give us a caller who'd like to win some tickets to the screening tonight? Just put them up on the air. Hello, you're on the Peter B. Collins Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sacramento.
Great. Would you like to attend the screening tonight?
I would love to attend it. Interesting.
You first have to cough up the answer to David Earnhardt's not-so-difficult question.
Well, what? I think the Green Party is one of the answers.
That is correct. And do you know the other answer? We'll give you the second ticket.
Oh, Libertarian, I forget.
It is.
You forgot, huh?
It is the Libertarian Party. You are correct.
Okay,
so,
wow.
So, Cheryl, you've got a pair of tickets. Brian, put her on hold, and if you can relay that information to Katrina, Cheryl, we'll tell you how to pick up your tickets.
And you mean John Kerry didn't challenge the 2004 election?
Yeah, he forgot.
Oh, I guess he was busy that day.
Cheryl, thanks a lot for calling and for being aware of the issues, and we'll see you tonight for the 8 p.m. screening at the Crest Theater here in Sacramento. We're going to take a break and return and talk more about election issues and this powerful new documentary called Uncounted. For our Bay Area listeners, there's a screening of Uncounted this Thursday night at the Grand Lake Theater, which holds loads of people. So bring all of your friends, and that is a 7 p.m. showing in Oakland on Thursday.
I'm going to be there.
At the Grand Lake Theater.
And we understand that if we get enough people come out, and you know, where we need to accommodate more than the 600 that a theater will accommodate, that the theater owner will have a second screening that night. So let's pack that place.
Okay. We'll continue in just a moment. Live from Sacramento, you're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Hi, I'm Ginger.
And I'm Jay. And we would like to personally invite you to experience why Monterey County food critics are raving about our family restaurant, A Pizza Paradise.
Could it be our fantastic, one-of-a-kind specialty pizzas or huge calzones, such as the Jamaican Me Crazy, the White Sands Beach, the Veggie Out, or the Wild Mushroom Dream?
Or could it be because we also offer delicious salads, sandwiches, rice plates, and irresistible homemade desserts by Ginger?
Recently recognized as Local's Favorite, Best for Families, Most Creative, Big Screen and Big Eat, and will return to spend our own money.
So come relax in our tropical surf-themed restaurant and top off your meal with an ice-cold draft beer from Kona Brewing Company, fresh-brewed Hawaiian coffee, or Lappert's Hawaiian ice cream.
That's A Pizza Paradise, located in the Marina Village Center at 215 Reservation Road in Marina, or call 582-9149 or see us on the web at apizzaparadise.net.
That's A Pizza Paradise.
582-9149.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
Just one audio signal at a time. It always works better that way. I'm Peter B. Collins, live from our affiliate station in Sacramento, 1240 Talk City, KSAC. Two fabulous gentlemen in the studio with me, Brad Friedman from BradBlog.com. Brad will be with me again Friday at our regular time because there is no shortage of election issues to cover.
Unfortunately.
No. Brad, let me just pull back the...
And, you know, you keep telling them exactly where we are, Peter, live.
Yeah.
They could come, you know, wipe out this place. You and I, wipe out half of the election integrity movement and playing with fire.
After the 2004 elections, we said, gosh, should we still have Brad on every week? And I said to Matt, my producer at the time, well, as long as there's something to report. And we haven't missed a week, except the travels and vacations and things like that ever since.
You're
David
right.
Earnhardt here with us, too. He is the filmmaker, and it screens tonight the West Coast premiere here at the Crest Theater in Sacramento, and also Thursday night in Oakland at the Grand Lake. The film is Uncounted. And what's the subtitle? Something about a fuzzy math?
The new math of American elections.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it is a must-see for this election year. Now, David, one of the things that has confounded me is that when I have talked to the very people whose lives are determined by elections, our elected officials, many times they say, oh, can you soft pedal? Don't talk about the machine. Don't talk about questions about Ohio. Let's not bring up Florida anymore. The Supreme Court resolved that. And they have some misguided idea that if we don't talk about it, the problem will go away. And they fear that by talking about it, we depress turnout because people say, I can't believe my vote will actually be counted, so I won't vote at all. But that's not the right approach to this problem.
Well, it's not only not the right approach, it's wrong. You know, what I find when I show this film, the way people react to it is that they get mad. They want to do something. And you know what? They want to vote more than ever because people don't want that very essence of what this is supposed to be in our country, the core of our democracy, taken away. You know, I always heard Bev Harris talk about it. She said, you know, a lot of us, you know, didn't worry about voting that way. But, you know, take it away, that's fighting words. And I think that's the way. And I think the Democrats often, and not to say all Democrats, but many of the Democrats are afraid of this issue. And I think they're missing the point. I think they're missing a great opportunity. It's an opportunity to really rally people together and, you know, and save this situation.
Right.
You know, we have to move fast.
And, Brad, last year you and I and many others raised serious questions about Rush Holt's bill to try to force paper trails. It was inadequate, and, you know, I'm for one person who's glad that it didn't go any further. It never got out of committee. Yet it leaves us with a broken system, and Holt has a new amended package that he's planning to introduce. In short terms, do you think that it offers any promise, and is it something that can be amended into, not perfection, but somewhere into acceptable?
I think it can be. I think it, you know, the trick with some of these bills is to make sure they don't do more harm than good. I think the bill, even as it's written now, as tepid as it is, at least it would not do more harm than good, and it might even encode into federal law, if you will, the idea that, look, we've had it, we've got to get back to paper ballots, and, you know, and then, of course, the next step is, oh, paper ballots that are actually counted. But, you know, we've got to turn the Titanic around somehow, and his bill, as it's currently written, would begin to get us there. It should be a bit more robust. I'm trying to encourage that, even on the Senate side, hopefully. But we've got to do something. You know, as with Deborah Bowen out here in Sacramento, Secretary of State, what she did with her study and the new rules she's put in place, it's a landmark sea change in our election system. But it's not going to take care of the problems. There are still many, many concerns here. But importantly, it has turned the Titanic, or at least begun to turn the Titanic around. We got to start somewhere. So, you know, at least when we do, let's make sure it's a positive step.
Yeah, and people like Deborah Bowen and Jennifer Bruner in Ohio, I think, have the best intentions. They do understand the dimensions of the problem. And they're wrestling with the bureaucracy, the politics, and the far-flung systems that they oversee. 58 counties in California with 34 million people, there's some 20-plus million registered voters. That's a major system to take on. And so I do have some empathy for this new wave of election leaders who are no longer co-chairs of a presidential campaign and who are aware,
for now, yes,
of the conflicts that have arisen in the past.
Yeah, and I think, and to her credit, Bowen certainly gets it more than Bruner. Bruner is starting to learn. She's starting to come around. But you're right. In both cases, you know, they've got to keep holding elections, and you can't just tear down the system and start over tomorrow. Even if you had, you know, a lot of folks would like nothing but 100% paper hand counted ballots. Well, if we declared that today and said, okay, now good luck in, where are we, 2 weeks away now, February 5th, Super Tuesday, you know, all hand counted paper ballots, good luck. That's quite dangerous. So you got to be very careful as you proceed. But the more these guys figure out what's going on and what the threats are, hopefully we'll see more and more officials stepping forward to do what needs to be done.
I think the real slippery slope with this whole thing is really in part about the money. I think one of the real dangers of some of the legislation is really putting more money in the hands of these private companies that have been responsible for a lot of the mistakes here. It's a real slippery slope. I think we have to be careful. I probably tend toward a bit of a dreamer and an idealist on this. I think that really, at its heart, that there needs to be a culture change about all of this, because I think the real problem with all of this is that need to have fast counts.
Right.
Reporting it that night. And, you know, really,
we don't want the anchors to have to stay up too late. Their makeup will run. Their facelifts will fall.
I mean, I think we just have to accept I think we have to try to really keep it simple, because I think most people believe this. I think when you present it that way, it does need to be a paper ballot. Now, you know, I imagine Brad will just take issue with me on this, and probably I deserve to have the issue taken with it. But the only
I've got
way,
the squirt gun.
Only way I can imagine electronic voting is if what it produces is a paper ballot, but that becomes what the official record is. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the only way. Because, in other words, you have results reported, okay? But people, and this is the culture part, people need to know that it ain't over until those paper ballots are counted. Now, I know the problem with that, because when the media reports it, it becomes kind of like godsend. And so this is a huge thing, but I think that's the big thing that needs to change with all this. And I just don't want to see a Hava situation happen all over again. That's
David,
the real thing.
David Earnhardt, filmmaker of Uncounted. It premieres at the Crest Theater in Sacramento tonight. That's on K Street. Two screenings, 5:30 and 8 p.m. I'll be there in between screenings, and we'll do some Q&A. Brad Friedman will be there for the screening as well. So I hope you can join us. And also Thursday night at the Grand Lake Theater in Oakland.
And I also would like to encourage people to go to our website. It's uncountedthemovie.com. When you go there, you can learn how you can host a screening in your community. You also can buy our DVD, and we've had people in 40 states and 14 countries buy it. See ya.
Everything we know about this election tells us the exit polls were right. George Bush lost this election.
An explosive new documentary.
The scope of the theft.
Mary Minot from the Green Alliance.
We focus on
journalist Bob Kohler calls it
plastic bottles and a lot of the packaging that we use is detrimental. It's leaking toxins into our water, landfills, and bodies.
Mr. Curtis, are there programs that can be used to secretly fix elections?
I wrote a prototype that just about what we found was an extraordinary threat to national security.
Changing the world one bite at a time.
All of the food vendors must buy into our biodegradable program. All of the supplies at these progressive events are biodegradable and tree-free.
To learn more about screening your event,
greenalliance.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Republican primary in Michigan.
I think this is going to be a close race.
Another bad day on Wall Street.
The stock market is off to its worst start since 1978.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Campaigning in Michigan has been a homecoming for Mitt Romney. His father was governor in the 60s.
I think Michigan is going to vote for Romney again. I'm planning on it.
If he's wrong, CBS News correspondent Bill Whitaker reports it could mean the end of Romney's bid for the Republican presidential nomination.
The campaign will tell you that this is a want win, but anybody who's watching this from the outside will tell you that it's a must win. He has come in second in two big primaries before, and this is his last best shot.
I'm Steve Kathan outside a polling place in Southfield, Michigan. Turnout is pretty good at the voting locations I've been to. The supervisor here called it surprising for a primary, and people are all over the map on who they voted for. One Republican called McCain the lesser of two evils. Another crossover voter, a Democrat, voted for McCain to, as she put it, stop Romney.
8 years ago, Democrats and independents helped John McCain win Michigan. This year, exit polling indicates there were fewer crossover votes. 50% of the people questioned said they voted on the issues, not the candidate's personal qualities, and overwhelmingly they said the economy is the big issue.
Thanks for coming out today.
Thank y'all.
Mike Huckabee changed his plans to spend several extra days in Michigan. He predicts a strong third-place finish will show he's viable in a northern industrial state. All the polls will be closed in 2 hours. Now this.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Healthy dogs don't shed every day.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Healthy dogs eat Dynavite every day.
The omega-3 fatty acids, the enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
859-428-1000.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat, has she?
DINOVITE.com.
If I eat something spicy, I'll go to bed at 9. Because I know heartburn's going to hit me in the middle of the night. After a while, friends just stop calling.
Heartburn isn't funny. That's why Zantac is serious. Just one pill relieves your toughest heartburn all day or all night. So the suffering stops and life starts. Heartburn? Attack it. Zantac. Use as directed.
Once again, the closing bell stopped the bleeding on Wall Street. The Dow dropped 277 points to close just above 12,500. CBS News business reporter Alexis Christophorus.
There seems to be no end in sight to the bad news. Citigroup was the catalyst for this latest sell-off. The company reported a record loss of $10 billion last quarter and did something it vowed it would not have to do, which is slash its dividend by 41%.
The Dow and the S&P 500 are down nearly 12% from their October highs. Pentagon spokesman Jeff Morrell today confirmed a troop surge for Afghanistan.
This is an extraordinary one-time deployment of additional forces lasting a duration of 7 months.
Some 3,200 Marines will go in this spring. 13 people died last summer when a Minneapolis bridge suddenly collapsed into the Mississippi River. Now, the National Transportation Safety Board believes it knows why. CBS News correspondent Ben Tracy says investigators found the gussets, the steel plates that connected the beams, weren't up to the job.
They said the steel, the concrete, all of the testing they've done on that, that the bridge materials were sound, that it was simply, in their estimation, at least at this point, basically an issue with these gusset plates, that they were too thin to hold up the weight of the bridge.
The agency believes it's an isolated design flaw, but urges the states to inspect bridges of similar construction just to make sure. Last month, George Mitchell delivered his report on steroids in Major League Baseball. Today, as CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports, Congress followed up.
The hearing started with a surprise, Chairman Henry Waxman asking for a perjury probe into player Miguel Tejada's claim he knew nothing about steroid use.
The Mitchell report, however, directly contradicts key elements of Mr. Tejada's testimony.
Senator George Mitchell named 80 players, including Roger Clemens, who denied using steroids on 60 Minutes.
The stuff that's being said is ridiculous. It's hogwash.
Mitchell told Congress today he stands by the report. Then it was time for Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig and Don Fear of the Players Union to face the committee.
This scandal happened under your watch. I want that to sink in.
Both men admitted fault, but insisted the new testing program is working now. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Roger Clemens is scheduled to appear at a separate hearing February 13th. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
People today find car insurance difficult to understand. So we invited an expert in mathematics to explain the new e-sign discount from Progressive. Professor?
Well, it's simple. Sign your policy forms at progressive.com and get a $50 discount.
That's it?
Oh, yes.
The e-sign discount from Progressive. It's simple. Go to progressive.com, click to sign your policy forms online, and get a $50 discount.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. E-sign discount not available in California, Nevada, North Carolina. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Taking care of business, Office Depot.
Running low on ink? Office Depot can take care of you. We guarantee to be in stock on top brands of ink you need to keep printing. And Office Depot guarantees you low prices on ink, so you never have to worry about paying too much. Plus, use your Office Depot WorkLife Rewards card and get 10% back in rewards. Office Depot, taking care of business. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details. Rewards are paid quarterly as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Excludes HP.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
Continue on the Peter B. Collins Show, live from Sacramento. Coming up later this hour, Jason Leopold checks in. Investigative reporter from truthout.org. We're going to look deeper into the U.S. attorney firings. Jason's been on this story for a while, and it circles back to Karl Rove and election issues. That's all ahead this hour. And we just learned that Dr. Bill Durston is going to join us about an hour from now. He is the brave Democrat who is challenging Dan Lundgren for his congressional seat here in the Sacramento area. And we're also working to track down Charlie Brown, who is one of the luckiest Democratic congressional challengers around, because John Doolittle has said, oh, I'm going to retire to spend more time with my lawyers. And so he is bowing out of that seat, apparently under pressure from Republican leaders. And so that's exciting developments here in the greater Sacramento area in terms of possibly picking up one or even two congressional seats that currently are red. John Garamendi is the Lieutenant Governor of California. He joins us on our program almost every other week, and he was kind enough to slide over to the KSAC studios today. And what, about an hour and a half from now, you're going to be part of an event with Bill Clinton right down the street?
Yeah, exactly. He's coming to town campaigning for his wife.
Yeah.
Hillary is doing very well in California, and The president's going to be here, going to give a rally at UC Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be at 9 o'clock tonight. So looking forward to seeing him again. Okay. Good man. Really a good man, and one that I've really enjoyed working with back in Washington, D.C.
Right. You were the number two at the Department of Interior before the wrecking crew came back.
Exactly. And during those years, Bruce Babbitt was the secretary, and we really did a lot to protect the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Just all kinds of things, from water to land, the sea, the air. And this Republican crew has gone in, and they tried a frontal assault. That didn't work the first year. Then they've gone in, and they've just death by a thousand cuts, things that are not noticed. And then there are some things that are just out there, this Healthy Forest Act.
Right.
You know,
clear skies.
Clear skies. I mean,
mm-hmm.
these things all rolled back the environmental protections for the forest, for the skies, for the air. I mean, this bunch have got to go. They have been the worst thing in America in the last who knows how many decades.
Mm-hmm. And I understand you have announced or are announcing today your personal endorsement of Senator Clinton for the presidency?
I did announce that earlier this week, or late last week, actually, last uh-huh. Friday down in Los Angeles. I've known Hillary now for almost 20 years. And I tell you, this is one very smart, very talented woman, very determined. And her values are perfect for what we need to do in America. She is... very capable of being a great president, and I think she will be.
Mm-hmm.
She certainly knows the issues. Her international experience is unmatched by any of the candidates, Democrat or Republican. She's been there. In some of those trips, she was with going out to Peace Corps volunteers in the countries where there is now great trouble.
Mm-hmm.
We need that kind of knowledge, international, domestic.
And, John, let me mix it up with
yeah.
you a little bit, because
sure.
I respect your position,
yeah.
I respect your endorsement, and I do respect Hillary Clinton.
Right.
I'm not prepared to vote for her at this time. The reason is that she is touting her experience
mm-hmm.
as the primary attracting element for her candidacy.
Mm-hmm.
And I have respect for the fact that she ran for the Senate and has won twice in New York State, but I don't respect some of the votes that she took and the way she has tried to explain them since, and in particular her judgment about Bush's war in Iraq and the vote in the fall of 2002 for the authorization to use military force, I think was a serious mistake, and I think she has compounded it. Because unlike John Edwards, she's not willing to acknowledge that it was a mistake. And even on Meet the Press on Sunday, she was trying to reframe that debate and redefine what the vote was about. And so to me, this is the most critical defining issue of this campaign. And I respect John Edwards for his repudiation of his own vote. And I appreciate that Barack Obama, who is running a pretty bad second to her in California, I acknowledge that, that he has been an outspoken opponent of the war since even before he entered the U.S. Senate.
Peter, I understand what you're saying. I think many people are disturbed, and I find that disturbing also. The question is going forward. How do we deal with this issue going forward? What is going to be, who can best address a very, very complex, very dangerous situation, dealing with all of the complexities that are involved in extracting America from the morass of Iraq? And I believe that Hillary is the most capable of doing that, given the knowledge that she has of international relations, which have to come into play here, understanding the economic situation, the religious situation that exists in that area. So the history of this is not good. Certainly George W. Bush lied to Congress, lied to the American people about it. The members of Congress, Hillary and others, went along, I think, inappropriately. I think that was the wrong vote.
Mm-hmm.
But where do we go from here? Who's going to be the best capable of getting us extracted from that?
Okay, and let me offer a fresher example.
Mm-hmm.
The vote in late September or October on the Lieberman-Kyl resolution. And I want to be very clear, it was a non-binding resolution. It was heavily amended before
mm-hmm.
it was actually passed.
Mm-hmm.
But it still expressed the sense of the Senate that Iran's Revolutionary Guard be named a terrorist organization as a potential precursor toward to military action or other actions, sanctions, et cetera, that the Bush administration might employ. And in agreeing to that, she gave this president, who cannot be trusted, another extension, another benefit of the doubt. And we have seen his attempt in recent days with the gunboat incident, the speedboats that surrounded the three-ship naval convoy in the Persian Gulf, that he's trying to spin that as a serious provocation. And I believe that John Edwards made the correct statement at that time, which is, I do not trust this president, and we cannot give him even, you know, the slightest support for military action against Iran without explicit approval of the Congress.
Now, I heard Hillary talk to this issue last Friday, and her take on it is that, first, there is absolutely no authorization for any military action, period, in this resolution or in any action that Congress has taken to date, period, that there is nothing, that there's no authorization, the president has no authority to do that.
But John, the trigger here is, and you're a lawyer, you understand this, but well, that by defining a military, an arm of the army of Iran as a terrorist group, you could invoke previous resolutions, previous authorizations to say this is a fight against terrorists.
Well, I disagree with your assessment of the legal situation.
Well, you're a lawyer, and I'll have to defer to you.
I'm not a lawyer.
Oh, I thought you were.
No, I'm not. Actually, I have a business major from Harvard. But but that's my understanding, that there is no legal authorization to take action against the Iranian guard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, George Bush is perfectly capable of doing things that are totally beyond the law. We've seen that with regard to civil rights, the way in which he's acted in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
So, not to be trusted. I agree with that. But I think that we've come to a point where Congress is no longer in the hands of the Republicans, and that any effort or any action by the current administration to go after Iran in a military setting would be very quickly put down by Congress. I just cannot imagine a scenario mm-hmm. where they stand by, as did the Republican Congress in the previous, before the previous election. So the explanation for that particular vote had to do with Iran and the nuclear issue, and to gain leverage over Iran, perhaps with some good effect, because Iran seems to have backed down, as did our own government, with regard to where Bush was taking America with regard to the nuclear threat that Iran was said to have.
John Garamendi is with us, California's Lieutenant Governor. We're joined by Laura in Sacramento. Laura, thanks for calling the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hi, Peter. Hi, John. John, I'm looking forward to you running for governor of the state one day, because your wife would sure make a great first lady. That being said, I have to take exception to your position with regards to Hillary Clinton. I have to agree with Peter that her decision to vote in favor of the Kyle Lieberman Amendment was ill-informed and tone-deaf, and I don't think it serves the general public. I think that she just gave credence to the Bush-Cheney administration's ginning up for a war on Iran. And I believe that if they did strike and take military action, I, unlike you, do not believe that the Congress would cut off spending. I think that he would, again, overreach with his executive power and, get us into some kind of a bigger mess than we find ourselves in currently in Iraq. And my final comment is that I think that Hillary Clinton, there's no doubt in my mind that should she be the Democratic nominee, that she could certainly win. That being said, I do not believe she could lead. I think that she's such a divisive figure that we would have four more years of either no progress or backwards progress. We don't need another dynasty. No more Clintons, no more Bushes.
Okay, Laura, thank you for your comments. John Garamendi, go ahead.
Well, this dynasty business, I think, is just not the case at all. You're talking about individuals and their capabilities, whether they have the capability you're doing or not? That's the question that should be before us, not this dynasty stuff. With regard to the Iran issue, we all need to understand that Iran was messing around in Iraq and that the Iranian Guard was part of that and that they were providing material support to people that we're fighting in Iraq. Now, it's turned out that since that resolution has come out and other reasons...
Well, the national intelligence estimate is a critical development in the whole U.S.-Iran dust-up.
There are several things. That's one. But also we've seen Iran back away from their activity. Now, do all these things play together? I think they do. And this particular resolution and sense of Congress about the concern that I think legitimately exists about the Iranian Guard was expressed. Now, is that why they backed down? It's a piece of a larger puzzle. So I think that's what we have to keep in mind. With regard to leadership, I don't think there's anybody in this race that understands the critical issues more than Hillary, certainly on health care, on economic issues, and the rest. That's why I'm supporting her. Also, I know this woman personally, and she is a very solid person.
We're going to take a break and return with Lieutenant Governor John Garamendi. If you want to talk with us, call in now, toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. More in a moment, live from Sacramento on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hi, this is Sheila Gale. Listen to my show every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. 2 hours of in-depth talk on effective ways to help us get through life's greatest challenges, whatever the crisis. Addictions, illness, fears, breakups, money problems. I'll bring in the expert guests and we'll do it with some humor. The Sheila Show, brought to you by Sun Street Centers. For alcohol and drug treatment, go to www.sunstreetcenters.com.
Every Sunday morning at 10, check out Rock Roller Real Estate, America's favorite real estate show. Learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are. Rock Roller Real Estate, every Sunday morning at 10. To be a guest, call 408-892-3376. That's 408-892-3376. For more information, stop by our website at rockrollerrealestate.com. Rock Roller Real Estate, Sunday mornings at 10, right here on KRXA 540.
Holistic and alternative practitioners and individuals love the energy from the Amethyst Biomat. It offers natural and effective heat therapy in NASA-based technology. Far infrared heat simulates the immune system by causing an artificial fever and stimulating the immune system with multiple benefits. Improve many bodily problems with alkalizing your pH, removing acidic waste deposits responsible for most illnesses. Just lie on it to benefit with five different sizes. Give the power to create a fever and cure most diseases. To find out more about what the Amethyst Biomat can do for you, visit www.amethystbiomat.com. That's AmethystBiomat.com. Or call Rachel at 1-888-337-7262. That's 1-888-337-7262.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
And we're taking a look at traffic here on KRXA. Good afternoon, everybody. Let's look at what's happening in Salinas right now. We have a problem on southbound 101 up to Russell Road. It is a car that overturned, landed on its roof right smack in the center divide. Yeah, CHP is on scene along with fire department and rescue crews there. Also, another Salinas problem. This happens to be on Foster Road east of Davis Road. Power lines are hanging very low over the roadway, and they're saying this is a possible hazard to large vehicles. Monterey, southbound 1 before Mundris, a crash on the right shoulder. A vehicle hit a deer. Carmel, northbound 1 at Carpenter Street. Watch out for a stalled vehicle in one of the lanes. Printer problems? Hurry into Office Depot through January 19th and get a HP black and white laser printer for only $99.99 after an $80 instant savings. Office Depot, taking care of business. That's traffic on KRXA.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show, live from Sacramento in the studios of our great affiliate, 1240 Talk City, KSAC. We're in Old Town Sacramento, just down the street from the Railroad Museum, which is one of my favorite stops here. And if you've never been there with the kids or with the grandparents, you ought to do it, because it's a real blast into the past. John Garamendi with us, California's Lieutenant Governor. I enjoyed our conversation about Hillary. We'll probably talk about that again. I wanted to focus on the problems here in California, the $14 billion budget gap, and our action movie star governor who says the line, no new taxes, over and over again. But it does seem that he may have to eat those words. The problem, as I see it, John, is that we simply cannot use gimmicks and bond money and the accounting sleight of hand that Elizabeth Hill has exposed to borrowing from next year's revenues and trying to book them this year. That's Enron accounting. You know, what do? Go offshore and hide some losses next?
Well, it's been done before, but eventually that'll catch up with you.
Yeah.
We have a real serious problem. There's no doubt that all of the borrowing, we've run out of credit card capacity.
Mm-hmm.
We've borrowed all that is really available to us on the for the budget itself. We've got greater capacity for public works, for transportation systems and the like. But this is going to have to be dealt with. And the kind of cuts that we're talking about, or the governor is talking about here, are cuts that are going to permanently harm California.
Mm-hmm. And the political calculus here, if we just look back at last year, which didn't have a huge budget gap, but still we had a protracted battle in the legislature, and it's the Republicans who won't support their own governor's budget requests and proposals. Yep. So is he trying to set the stage here to basically force his party into approving revenue enhancements? I call them tax increases, but whether they're fees or any other way of bringing money into the general fund, it's got to happen, and the Republicans are the stumbling block.
Perhaps. There is a theory around Sacramento that this is this budget, given the draconian cuts that are in it, will result in a very sharp, clear delineation of the issue, revenue enhancements versus significant cuts. For example, the Republicans have had a very strong law and order anti-crime policy for 30 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this budget would release early from prisons some 20,000 or more nonviolent people in their last 18 months of imprisonment.
It also proposes laying off 2,000 members of the very powerful Prison Guards Union.
That's correct.
And I lay $5 on the table here today that no more than 100 will be laid off.
I'm not going to put another $5 next to you. But that, you know, that really positions this thing for some, let's wake up here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are we actually going to have to do? We don't cut the prisons. You're going to cut education more? Are you going to take more out of those most vulnerable in our society who are really dependent upon all of us for their ability to even live?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a setup here where we finally are going to have to come to grips with the structural deficit. Can't be hidden anymore. Can't be papered over. It's got to be addressed. And this has been done by Reagan. It's been done by Wilson in the past.
Right.
These Republican governors faced with a similar situation did two things simultaneously. They made cuts and they enhanced the revenues.
Mm-hmm. So the Republicans will struggle and battle it out, and maybe in October we'll have a budget in 2008?
Well, I wouldn't even venture a guess as to the date when it's resolved. I don't know. It's going to have to be resolved at some point along the way.
Mm-hmm.
It is an election year, and that will have an impact that will, unknown,
yeah.
Perhaps make it worse, perhaps make it better. Depends
next
how
time,
this plays out.
Next time we talk, let's talk about protecting higher education. I know that's a passion of yours.
It was my subject matter for a speech 2 hours ago.
Okay. John Garamendi, pleasure to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Best wishes to your candidate, Hillary Clinton.
Let's make her your candidate.
Well,
thanks, Peter V.
It'll take some work. We're going to take a break and return with Jason Leopold from truthout.org. More on the U.S. attorney firings out of the Bush administration. Right here on the PBC show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
We're sending smart bombs where? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Bush planning to sell Saudis smart bombs, the headline says. 900 kits for GPS-guided smart bombs that can part your hair before blowing you to pieces. It's a suicide bomb without the suicide, which we are selling to the country that spawned most of the 9/11 hijackers, Saudi Arabia. We're going to charge the equivalent of about 1.2 million barrels of oil for these kits. And given that Saudi Arabia pumps $8.7 million a day, they'll have them paid for, let's see, in about 3.5 hours. But in return, we will get lower oil prices.
I would hope that they understand that if they're one of their biggest consumers, the economy suffers, it would mean less purchases.
Okay, well, at least our president gets to beg for lower oil prices. Ah, but when the most powerful man in the world begs for lower oil prices after providing smart bombs, the Saudi oil minister...
We will raise production when the market justifies it.
Can just blow us off. I'm going to assume that the clever engineers over at Boeing have buried somewhere deep in these smart bomb kits a little circuit that can sense exactly where these smart bombs end up being targeted so that entering coordinates like Tel Aviv or New York would bring up a very annoying error message or at least trigger one of those overnight Windows updates. Yes, I know the Saudis are officially our pals, but as you know if you've seen the film Charlie Wilson's War, we once upon a time thought it'd be fun to arm the Mujahideen in Afghanistan.
Welcome to Chapman's Cheeses.
Yes, what do you recommend today?
Well, there's a special on forgotten expenses and disorganized sales figures. But I highly recommend the lingering invoicing. Very well aged.
Is running your business getting in the way of running your business? That's why millions of businesses rely on QuickBooks software to easily deal with routine chores, like tracking sales, organizing expenses, and creating invoices, so you can get back to what you do best.
This is a cheese shop, isn't it?
Yeah.
QuickBooks. Get back to business. Start today at QuickBooks.com.
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Children's books, educational toys, and games your entire family will enjoy are always in season at locally owned and operated Thinker Toys. Hi, this is Nurse Rona of Childhood Matters. We know that our children learn by playing, and the caring staff at Thinker Toys will help you choose the ideal gift for toddlers through teens. Stop by our beautiful Carmel store at 7th and San Carlos and the just renovated Thinker Toys at Del Monte Center in Monterey. Thinker Toys is open daily.
Tomorrow Matters, the premier local radio program for matching the global problems of today with the solutions for a better tomorrow. Hosted by me, Deborah Lindsay, Monday to Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. I'll bring in the guests and you call in with your questions and ideas. And we'll collectively work to set the standards for a more sustainable future. And we're doing it 5 times a week. Join me, Deborah Lindsay, right here on KRXA 540 a.m. for Tomorrow Matters. Weekdays at 2, because for all of us, tomorrow really matters.
Giuliani says he was with rescuers at the debris pile.
I was at Ground Zero as often, if not more than most of the workers. But I was exposed to exactly the same things they were exposed to. So, in that sense, I'm one of them.
There must be public funding for abortions for poor women. We cannot deny any woman the right to make her own decision about abortion because she lacks resources.
And the reality is, if we just look at Bernard Carrick Services Police Commissioner, he's an excellent police commissioner.
Yes, Mitt Romney would rather keep people out of college so they can keep working on his lawn.
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country. I believe that since Roe v. Wade has been the law for 20 years, that we should sustain and support it.
What's your position on abortion?
I'm pro-life.
Well, I found a way to get those folks insured in our state with private insurance, not government insurance. But the Democrats' view is, oh no, if there's a problem with something, like, let's have the government take it over.
Live from San Francisco, the Peter B. Collins Show, the antidote to right-wing talk radio. He's thoughtful, well-informed, and brings you views and voices you don't hear in the corporate media. Here's another slice of Peter B.'s America.
Continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. We're not on Radio Clash Pirate Satellite today, but we are live from Sacramento in the studios of our great affiliate, 1240 Talk City, KSAC. I want to thank the Lieutenant Governor for stopping by. And, of course, we're here in the capital city for the West Coast premiere of the documentary film Uncounted, The New Math of America's Elections. It takes a look at all the different ways that, in particular, in Ohio in 2004, the election was gamed, manipulated, and, in my view, outright stolen. And it's screening tonight, 5:30 and 8 p.m. at the Crest Theater here in Sacramento. And for our Bay Area listeners, it will be screening this Thursday, that's the 17th, at the beautiful Grand Lake Theater in Oakland. And that screening time starts at 7 p.m. Get all the details at uncountedthemovie.com. Jason Leopold joins us, as usual, the investigative, intrepid reporter from truthout.org. Jason, how are you today?
Great to be with you, Peter.
It's my pleasure, and I'm glad you could join us as we're talking about election issues, because last week when we spoke, we were talking mainly about the CIA videotape case.
Right.
And I didn't get a chance to discuss with you a great article that you posted at Truthout on it says the 31st of January, but I believe it was the 31st of December, right?
Ah, yeah. I may be getting ahead of myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the 31st of December, and that was the just the attorney gate.
Correct.
Which has somewhat fallen underneath the radar at this point, as the campaigns are taking center stage and grabbing the headlines. There's still some unfinished business within the Justice Department and Congress. And this is just, part of the long list of investigations that are continuing.
Right. And I don't want it to fall off the radar because it plays into whether the 2008 elections will be credible and properly conducted. And it also relates to the incredible case of former Democratic Governor of Alabama, Don Siegelman.
Right.
And
yeah.
Our friend Larissa Alexandrovna from Raw Story has led a team that produced a great series of reports that help people understand the intricacies of these crony relationships that all link to Karl Rove.
Yeah, isn't
and
it
when,
amazing?
When you see it in that relief in Alabama, and then you just let your imagination work a little. You don't have to let it run wild.
Right.
You can see the outlines of the politicization of the U.S. attorney offices in pursuit of Karl Rove's architecture of manipulated elections.
Yeah, and, as I'm following this particular story, issues related to the U.S. attorney purge, the firings, during my conversations with various people who, including David Iglesias, including some of the U.S. attorneys, who didn't necessarily communicate with each other at the time that this happened. You know, the one thing that they said afterwards, after everything went down, was the common thread was Karl Rove. Karl Rove was involved in everything. Certainly had a say in getting rid of David Iglesias. Certainly had a say in replacing Bud Cummins with his friend Tim Griffin, who later resigned. Karl Rove is rewarded with a column in Newsweek. Despite the fact that his fingerprints continue to be all over this. This also has a lot to do with the issues related to these missing emails. Mm-hmm. You know, the issues related to the emails, you know, one of the reasons that, you know, some folks are so eager to, you know, to see those missing emails is to find out, you know, what role Rove played in all of these scandals. Because it's clear that he was hands-on, but what's missing is the smoking gun. And just to quote David Iglesias, you know, he said that he does believe that there's a smoking gun out there someplace, you know, with Karl Rove's name on. Mm-hmm. But right now what's happening is that, you know, getting back to the what you originally talked about was, you know, the issues of the, you know, integrity of votes and elections that, you know, certainly going to be called into question this year. You know, the investigation into the firing of David Iglesias, you know, they were the Office of Professional Responsibility at the Justice Department is, you know, trying to find out exactly, you know, what role Rove played and if there was any pressure from outside operatives from the Republican National Committee to, you know, basically say that David Iglesias was not pursuing issues of election fraud. He calls it voter fraud. There's a lot of incestuous relationships here.
And Jason, as we're discussing this, it's reminding me, and I don't mean this to toot my own proverbial horn, but these issues that we're talking about cut across the expertise of a number of regular contributors to this program. You've been focusing on the U.S. attorneys. You've interviewed
right.
a number of those who were dismissed.
Yeah.
Melanie Sloan from Crew, they're fighting the issue over the White House emails. And also, of course, they have been involved in many of the other aspects of the failure of Rove and Myers to respond to subpoenas and things of that nature.
Right.
And then Brad Friedman of BradBlog, who was on earlier today and who's here in Sacramento for the screening of this documentary, he introduced me to Thor Hearn and to this,
yeah.
This concocted group called American Center for Voting Rights.
Right.
And I bring that up because...
role in or that the organization's, you know, now defunct, but they played a very big role in David Iglesias's.
I want you to take a minute or two and tell our listeners about Pat Rogers, because he was affiliated with this American Center for Voting Rights, and while it has the Orwellian name, what we can see is that it did not live up to its name. Its mission was much darker than the name of the organization.
Right, exactly. And Pat Rogers is was an attorney, or still is an attorney, in New Mexico. And he was, you know, just to give some background, he was actually tapped after David Iglesias was fired to replace David Iglesias. Now, I'm jumping back and forth, but he was the one who was pushing for the ouster of David Iglesias. He was very much involved he was actually on the board of this AVCR with Thor Hearn, and he had gone to the White House with a colleague. He had met with Monica Goodling.
Mm-hmm.
It's unknown who at the White House he actually, and I mean the White House, who he actually met with over there. But when he went to the Justice Department, he met with Monica Goodling, and they were talking about getting rid of David Iglesias because of issues related to, now, correct me, Peter, is it election fraud or is it voter fraud?
Election fraud is when somebody plays with the vote count, changes the output of an electronic voting machine, or makes an effort to suppress the turnout or participation of certain groups of voters.
Right.
Voter fraud is when I go up to your precinct and say, I'm Jason Leopold, give me a ballot.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you for clearing that up, because, you know, I think we had a conversation once before where people correct me, because I actually... had referred to it in the story differently. But
okay.
Just getting back to Pat Rogers, he played a very big role here. He met with Pete Domenici. He was, like I said, he was affiliated with this American Center for Voting Rights, and he was the former chief counsel to the Mexico State Republican Party. He was tapped by Domenici to replace Iglesias' U.S. attorney, and he is currently this part of the Senate. He has been interviewed with regard to what kind of pressure he placed on folks at the White House, like Karl Rove, to get rid of David Iglesias. There is a, the tentacles from this particular organization, American Center for Voting Rights, actually extends to Bud Cummins, who's another U.S. attorney, extends to his district.
Mm-hmm. Little Rock, right?
Yeah, and because there was involvement there as well by this group, so this whole issue is just it's so complicated, and yet it seems like there's only two or three people that were involved. So it would be remarkable that there wouldn't be a paper trail showing this.
Mm-hmm.
Showing the, the involvement of all these various officials. And again, Pat Rogers is, somebody who is very good friends with Karl Rove.
Right. That's where the web always leads. And I'm not trying to draw any kind of phony conspiracy theories.
No,
but you
conspiracy theory at all. In fact, during the course of my, reporting on this particular story, I have often found that, the people that I'm interviewing, and many of them on the record, have actually, talked about Karl Rove. They talked about, the fact that, they're offering up this information, saying that, Karl Rove was the one involved here. Rogers, for the record, he actually says he does not recall speaking to Karl Rove about Pat Rogers says he doesn't recall speaking to Karl Rove about David Iglesias. He didn't say that he never did. He just said he doesn't recall. So it's, Pat Rogers met with Monica Goodling at the Justice Department in June of 2006 to complain that Iglesias was ignoring these so-called voting irregularities. Iglesias said there was no evidence of that whatsoever. He went over to the White House. David Iglesias actually told me that Rogers drafted a lengthy letter that was sent to Pete Domenici detailing what he claimed were Iglesias' prosecutorial failures.
Mm-hmm.
That has now become part of the overall investigation to see, what did Domenici do in regard to that, in response to that?
Well, and Jason, we see that as these events have occurred, they've just basically moved people up the couch.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Pat Rogers replaces David Iglesias, and then Domenici is retiring from the Senate due to health problems, and Heather Wilson, who was the congresswoman who also called Iglesias and leaned on him to file these phony voter fraud cases, she's now moving up to Domenici's seat.
Rogers, he was tapped to replace Iglesias, but he, when it became apparent that he was intimately involved in his firing, he declined to take a position.
Oh, so he's spending more time with his family.
Right. But he's still, involved in New Mexico politics. He was interviewed by the Office of Professional Responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And again, what's very interesting that Iglesias had told me, and he pointed me out to the transcript, is that when Gonzalez testified before Congress last year. He said that Gonzalez said that he and Rove discussed the issue of so-called voter irregularities going on in New Mexico. And then Gonzalez actually said that Iglesias, you know, one of the reasons that he believed Iglesias was fired is that he had lost the confidence. Iglesias had lost the confidence of Senator Domenici.
Mm-hmm.
Gonzalez never said that he personally lost confidence in Iglesias.
Right. Oh, it's just a political thing.
The senator lost confidence in him.
We got to take a break, Jason. We'll be right back with Jason Leopold from truthout.org. You got a question or a comment? Bring it on now. Toll free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. We're live from Sacramento today on the Peter B. Collins Show.
And we're taking a look at traffic here on KRXA. Good afternoon, everybody. Let's look at what's happening in Salinas right now. We have a problem on southbound 101 after Russell Road. It is a car that overturned, landed on its roof right smack in the center divide. Yeah, CHP is on scene along with the fire department and rescue crews there. Also, another Salinas problem. This happens to be on Foster Road east of Davis Road. Power lines are hanging very low over the roadway, and they're saying this is a possible hazard to large vehicles. Monterey, southbound 1 before Mundris, a crash on the right shoulder. A vehicle hit a deer. Carmel, northbound 1 at Carpenter Street. Watch out for a stall vehicle in one of the lanes. Printer problems? Hurry into Office Depot through January 19th and get a HP black and white laser printer for only $99.99 after an $80 instant savings. Office Depot, taking care of business. That's traffic on KRXA.
Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue is your one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, liquors, and beers at very reasonable prices. Let PG Liquors knowledgeable owner J.R. Medina and his son-in-law Chad help you choose the ideal Monterey regional or imported wine for any occasion, from an intimate dinner with that special someone to a formal affair with dozens or even hundreds of guests. If you're looking for distilled spirits, PG Liquors specializes in the finest blue agave tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and top-shelf vodkas, including Northern California's own Hangar One. Beer lovers from Carmel to Marina, beat a path to PG Liquors, which boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales, lagers, stouts, porters, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand, just above Lighthouse, the outlet for all of your beverage needs.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
Melting polar ice was a dirty look. Shrinking glaciers, a nudge. Then dying coral reefs pushed us, hard. Rising ocean temperatures and extreme weather, an uppercut. Then record-breaking heat waves hit us right where it hurts. Has it occurred to anyone that maybe the Earth is trying to get our attention?
We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. To find out how, go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
KRXA 540 AM is the home of Cal State University Monterey Bay basketball. Hi, this is Rob Hunt, the voice of the CSUMB Otters, inviting you to join KRXA as we bring you the best of NCAA Division II basketball with the CSUMB Otters.
This Friday, Cal State University Los Angeles visits the Otter Cage. Saturday, Dominguez Hills comes to town. Both games, 7:30 p.m.
Continue on the Peter B. Collins Show, live from Sacramento. We're here for the West Coast premiere of Uncounted, a documentary about election problems, snags, and illegal activities here in these United States. There's a showing coming up at 5:30 at the Crest Theater and a second showing at 8 p.m. So if you're in the Sacramento area, there's still time for you to come by. It's a big theater, and I believe there's still room in the house, so don't talk yourself out of it. It's at 1013 K Street in Sacramento. And for our Bay Area listeners on Green 960, Uncounted will be screened in the Bay Area premiere in Oakland this Thursday. That's January 17th. 7 p.m. is the showtime, and that's at the Grand Lake Theater, the Big House in Oakland. And you can get all the details at uncountedthemovie.com. We continue with Jason Leopold from truthout.org. And, Jason, I wanted to talk about a story that you posted just a day or so ago.
Yes.
And this follows up on issues that you and I have been discussing together and separately with Mikey Weinstein,
right,
who has formed the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. And it's sad to say he's got a lot of work to do because there are too many people who've talked themselves into believing that this is a Christian nation and that the First Amendment provides freedom of religion.
Right.
But I think it also provides freedom from religion. And you have highlighted new House Resolution 888, which has been proposed by Congressman Randy Forbes, a Republican of Virginia.
Tell us what this
would do.
It's, before Congress left on their break in December, Randy Forbes, who is heads the Congressional Prayer Caucus. I'm not even sure if anybody is aware that, that there is such a thing. But and I'm not criticizing that, but what he has been doing over the past couple of years now, Randy Forbes, is truly remarkable, and people should really take notice. This resolution is, as you said, House Resolution 888, is basically supposed to, according to Randy Forbes, pay homage to the nation's, quote, rich spiritual and religious history. However, there are 75 proclamations in this resolution that have such egregious fundamentalist Christian overtones that it basically, while it purports to be, free from singling out any specific religion, it truly is something where, he wants to ensure that, Jesus Christ is represented in all aspects of politics. So that he wants to set aside a week where, people will honor as I said earlier, the rich spiritual and religious history. But again, it's shrouded in these fundamentalist overtones. And that's, mm-hmm. that's cause for concern because, he's also introducing, not just additional resolutions, but he's also now introducing bills, actual legislation, one that would protect the rights of lawmakers to express, quote, their religious beliefs through public prayer by removing all Establishment Clause cases involving prayer by public officials from federal court jurisdiction to the jurisdiction of state courts. He has another piece of legislation that would, quote, bar judges from awarding legal fees to groups that sue municipalities for violating the Constitution's ban on government establishment of religion. Mm-hmm. I mean, basically what this guy is trying to do is take out, all these constitutional protections that, really don't, that there is no religion test here, but he wants to, put it back in there, wants to put a religion test in.
Let me lift your quote of Mikey Weinstein in his characteristic understatement. House Resolution 888 is perhaps the most disgraceful, shocking, and tragic example yet of the pernicious and pervasive pattern and practice of the unconstitutional rape of our bedrock American citizens' religious freedoms by the fundamentalist Christian right. Its myriad tortured and deliberate historical fictions fused by its congressional member drafters into a sorry screed of fascistic Christian exceptionalism and triumphalism clearly illuminate its private sector and legislative sponsors' unbridled lust to spare absolutely no effort to complete the transformation of our country into the United Christian States of America. Now, that's a mouthful.
That is a mouthful.
But
he certainly has a way with words.
Yes, he does. I want to direct people to truthout.org, where you can read this article. The headline reads, House Passes Considers Evangelical Resolutions. Jason, we got a caller who wanted to ask about some of the issues we talked about in the first segment.
Sure.
Prez in Santa Rosa, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hello, thank you, Peter.
You bet.
I'm glad to have your show on here now on the green. And Jason, I want to congratulate you and the guys at Truth Out, Mark Ash, and is William Rivers Pitt still affiliated with Truth Out?
He sure is.
Man, he's a good writer, and you guys are doing a great job. Keep
well,
it up.
Press, I really appreciate that.
Press, make
and,
it quick. Time is tight.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Also, I wanted to mention, has there been any charges filed or a complaint filed about the them using the RNC servers in the White House? I mean, it's a clear violation of the Presidential Records Act, correct?
Sure. Yeah, there has not been any criminal complaint or anything of that matter, but there still is an active investigation. In fact, Congress is still trying to get the RNC to turn over documents and information related to that whole issue. But surprise, surprise, the White House, the Bush administration has asserted executive privilege.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much, Prez. Appreciate the call. Jason, we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks,
People
Peter.
Should go to truthout.org, and there's a fundraiser underway if you can help out. Dr. Bill Durston, candidate for Congress here in the Sacramento area, joins us next on the Peter B. Collins Show, live from 1240 Talk City, our affiliate, KSAC.
Know about this election tells us the exit polls were right. George Bush lost this election.
An explosive new documentary.
The scope of the theft is almost unfathomable.
Journalist Bob Kohler calls it very powerful. Urgent viewing if you care about democracy.
With these machines, you can alter the outcome of a national election undetectably.
Mr. Curtis, are there programs that can be used to secretly fix elections?
Yes. I wrote a prototype that did just that.
What he found was an extraordinary threat to national security.
A vital and important work, says journalist Brad Friedman.
Look at the pattern of the past few elections. We have every reason to believe that the 2008 election is going to be manipulated.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Mitt Romney supporters cheered their man to the finish line in Michigan's Republican primary. It's between him and John McCain for the top spot. In many areas, there's still one more hour of voting, but we've already learned some things from exit polling. Fordham University political science professor Kostas Panagopoulos is a CBS News consultant.
Michigan has open primary, so that means Democrats and independents can cross over and vote in today's Republican primary. And they did, but not as much as they did in 2000. Democrats and independents figured much less prominently in today's primary, accounting for about a third of the electorate, compared to 2000 when they were more than half of the electorate.
In 2000, those crossover voters helped John McCain win. Consumer spending fell in December, and Citigroup added billions to its losses. That sent the stock market into a tailspin today. The Dow dropped 277 points to 12,501. CBS News business reporter Alexis Christophorus.
The effects of the mortgage mess continue to be felt on Wall Street, and there's a feeling that we haven't fleshed this out yet. Citigroup had been saying all along it wouldn't have to cut its dividend. It comes out today and says it has to slash it by 40%. There's a feeling that investors just can't trust what's being said right now from the big financial institutions.
It's Wednesday morning in the Far East, and in early trading, Japan's Nikkei stock index is down 2.5%. Former Senator George Mitchell, who investigated steroids in Major League Baseball, told Congress today that for a long time the problem was virtually ignored.
The response by baseball was slow to develop and was initially ineffective.
But now Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig embraces Mitchell's recommendations.
Baseball now has the strongest drug testing program in professional sports. Our penalty structure is the toughest. We have year-round unannounced testing, including testing on game days, both before and after games.
Roger Clemens, who vehemently denies the Mitchell Report's assertion that he used steroids, appears at a hearing next month. Findings in the deadly Minneapolis bridge collapse released today. CBS News correspondent John Harchie has that.
The National Transportation Safety Board has identified undersized gusset plates, which support steel beams, as the critical factor leading to the collapse last summer of the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis.
Those 16 gusset plates were too thin.
NTSB Chair Mark Rosenkerr notes a repair project added weight.
The average thickness of the concrete deck was increased from 6.5 inches to 8.5 inches.
There are nearly 500 other steel deck truss bridges in the U.S. But federal safety officials have no evidence the Minneapolis design deficiencies are widespread. John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
Actor Brad Renfro reportedly was found dead this morning in his Los Angeles home. He was 25. Renfro had a history of drug abuse, but he starred in several films and had just finished work on The Informers. This is CBS News.
Taking care of business, Office Depot.
Running low on ink? Office Depot can take care of you. We guarantee to be in stock on top brands of ink you need to keep printing. And Office Depot guarantees you low prices on ink, so you never have to worry about paying too much. Plus, use your Office Depot WorkLife Rewards card and get 10% back in rewards. Office Depot, taking care of business. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details. Rewards are paid quarterly as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Excludes HP.
Reason number 9 to switch to Geico. There's nothing sweeter than saving money on car insurance. It's one of those rare opportunities in life where you can thumb your nose at the system and say, "Okay, system, listen up. I just got a better deal with Geico. Great savings, personal service 24/7, and the latest in online technology." Of course, the system may sulk for a day or two, but you're going to feel a lot better.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
A Supreme Court ruling today sharply limits the scope of lawsuits by investors who get burned. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports.
In one of the most closely watched business cases in years, the High Court says investors can't sue outside accountants, lawyers, or others who helped corporations commit fraud unless those third parties themselves make false statements or misrepresentations. Big losers here, people who took a bath in the Enron collapse.
Enron's investors can't go around to every company that did business with Enron and try to recoup the losses.
CBS News Chief Legal Analyst Andrew Cullen. Dissenting Justice John Paul Stevens accuses the High Court of conducting a campaign to curb investor suits. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Senator Larry Craig denies soliciting sex in an airport men's room, but if he did, the American Civil Liberties Union says it wouldn't be illegal. In a court brief supporting Craig, the ACLU says people having sex in closed stalls in public restrooms have a reasonable expectation of privacy. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Healthy dogs don't shed every day.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Healthy dogs eat Dynavite every day.
The omega-3 fatty acids, the enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
859-428-1000.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen. DINOVITE.com.
If I eat something spicy, I'll go to bed at 9. Because I know heartburn's going to hit me in the middle of the night. After a while, friends just stop calling.
Heartburn isn't funny. That's why Zantac is serious. Just one pill relieves your toughest heartburn all day or all night. So the suffering stops and life starts. Heartburn? Attack it. Zantac. Use as directed.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. He's smart, funny, well-informed, opinionated, and mild-mannered, except when he's not. Welcome to Peter B.'s America.
We continue live from Sacramento here on the Peter B. Collins Show at 6 minutes after the hour. And we are here in the capital city for the West Coast premiere of the documentary Uncounted. The first screening starts in about 25 minutes at the Crest Theater, which is on K Street in downtown Sacramento. And don't kill yourself if you're in traffic and can't make it. There's a second screening at 8 p.m. and it's a big house, so we expect to have room for anybody who arrives. And in between the screenings, I'll be over there with Brad Friedman and also David Earnhardt, the producer-director of Uncounted. We'll do a little question and answer after each screening, and I think it's going to be a great event. And we'll be doing this again. David and Brad will be in Oakland at the Grand Lake Theater this Thursday night for the Bay Area premiere, and that starts at 7 p.m. Joining me now here in the KSAC studios is Dr. Bill Durston. He is a candidate for Congress running against Dan Lundgren. And clearly, Bill is the Democrat in this race. Dr. Bill, welcome back to our program.
Thank you, Peter. Good to see you again, and welcome to Sacramento.
Well, thank you. It's a lovely day here, a little bit of tule fog and a little bit of chilly weather in the air, but we're in the Old Town area, and it's just delightful right down along the river here.
It is. Beautiful day.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Bill, first of all, I want to know what you and your wife, Diane, and maybe others who were present did when you heard the news that John Doolittle is retiring from Congress to spend more time with his lawyers.
Yeah, he said that the luster was gone or something like that, and I think he contributed to the tarnish considerably. Charlie Brown is a very good friend of ours, and we're huge supporters of Charlie Brown, so this could potentially make it more difficult for Charlie Brown to win. But Charlie Brown, I think, would have been a slam dunk against Doolittle.
Against Doolittle.
With the corruption tag that
Doolittle. And they're going to roll out Rico Aller or somebody like that?
Somebody like that. There's someone named Ted Gaines. But Charlie Brown is a better candidate than anybody who mm-hmm. I've heard mention for the possible Republican nomination. So I still think Charlie's going to win that race handily.
But, you know, I enjoy the political game up to a point anyway. And Charlie Brown has the opportunity to ignore his Republican replacement opponent and run against John Doolittle. Sure, he's retiring, but he's the guy who has stunk up the seat, stunk up the district. And if I were Charlie Brown, that's what I'd be doing.
Yeah, but Charlie can stand on his own. I mean, Charlie is a combat veteran. He's a man of integrity. He is just a nice guy. He listens to people. Mm-hmm. He'd make a wonderful congressman, no matter who he's running against.
Yeah. Dr. Bill Durston is with us here for the next 20 minutes or so. If you're listening in the Sacramento area and you have a question or comment for the candidate, you can call us right now, toll-free. It's 888-5-PETER-B. 888-573-8372 puts you through, and you're welcome to call. Whether you support him or oppose him, I'm sure he'd be happy to hear from you. And, Bill, as you look at the way the campaign is shaping up, I'm a little bit troubled because on the national level, we're seeing the top three Democratic candidates kind of move into November mode, where they're working with their carefully rehearsed and focus group tested lines and issues. And I'm very concerned, and I've been raising this, about what's missing. I haven't heard any Democrat since Chris Dodd left the race talk about Gitmo, talk about torture, talk about the FISA law, and the way some Democrats are willing to give amnesty to the phone companies. And in the bigger picture, the war in Iraq has been dialed back into a secondary issue, perhaps because they're concerned that the so-called surge, or at least the coverage of it, indicates that things are getting a little better there. Do you share the same sense of what's missing from the debate right now?
I do, and I think this is something that we've all felt for a long time, that our leaders, instead of being true leaders, they seem to want to hold their finger up to the political winds to try to decide what direction the political wind is blowing in, and then craft their message to what they perceive as the direction of the political winds.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought that we need leaders who will speak the truth, even if it doesn't seem politically popular at the time. The direction of the truth doesn't waver. The direction of political correctness or the current political winds does shift from time to time. And I agree with you that we haven't had that type of leadership, and we hate to see the Democratic presidential candidates, who are by far better than Republican candidates,
mm-hmm.
but hate to see them kind of dumb down their message in order not to offend somebody on the other side.
Right. And we're also seeing the continuation of media filtering. At this hour, I don't know the outcome because I've been on the air and unable to access the news for the last couple of hours. But when we went on the air at 3 o'clock Pacific time, Dennis Kucinich was personally in the chambers of the State Supreme Court of Nevada, arguing his case. There was an injunction issued, and NBC went to court to try to quash it. NBC first invited him to participate in the Las Vegas debate tonight, and then said, oh, never mind, we don't need you. And this is an affront to participatory democracy. And even if you think that Dennis Kucinich isn't the ideal candidate, I believe he deserves to be heard. And we've seen the different networks using different and often arbitrary criteria to include or exclude candidates from these debates.
I agree. And, you know, I think Dennis Kucinich is an exception to that rule that I mentioned earlier. He does say what he believes, whether or not, you know, it's the most politically popular thing. I heard that during one of the publicized debates on CNN that the viewer ratings rated Kucinich as the person that they most wanted to hear from, and yet he gets the least time at these debates.
Well, and yes, I mean, that's a very deep source of frustration, because I've actually moderated these kinds of candidate joint appearances. I don't really call them technically debates. And it's difficult, particularly when you have six or eight people in a race. But that is democracy. And particularly before votes have been cast, I believe that the constituents have the right to hear every qualified candidate. Now, there are some crackpots and fringe candidates, and I understand that, you know, you try to set up some meaningful rules that are clear and transparent so that the public is not distracted by crackpots. But Dennis Kucinich isn't a crackpot. Ron
No.
Paul isn't a crackpot. Yet their fortunes have been determined by suits in the media, and that is something that I certainly don't agree with. Let's go to Greg in Sacramento. Greg, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show with Dr. Bill Durston. Hi, Greg, are you there? We're working on our technical hookup here, long distance. Going one more time. Oh, there's Greg. Hi, Greg, welcome to the program.
Hi, Greg, how are you? Well, thanks very much.
And let's explain to people that is Democracy for America, which is a great group of progressive Democrats. And I have supported Dr. Bill on those efforts in the past, where DFA puts up a specific group of candidates, and then constituents vote. And what goes to the winner, Bill?
The winner will get press release, and that goes out to, I think, some 600,000 plus members of Democracy for America nationwide. Some campaign contribution, I think it's in the range of $2,000. Democracy for America will actually come out and do a training session for grassroots activists. A lot of our people have already been through that training session. I certainly identify strongly with positions of Democracy for America. So what Greg was alluding to, if you go to the Durston for Congress website, you actually have a chance to vote on two important issues.
Mm-hmm.
One is, with all due lack of modesty, nominate me for the Grassroots All-Star Award, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one, which is equally important, is to vote for Dan Lundgren for the Environmental Dirty Dozen Award.
Yeah.
The League of Conservation Voters last several years has listed its Environmental Dirty Dozen,
mm-hmm.
the members of Congress who have the worst record on environmental issues. And this is one vote that I believe that Lundgren truly deserves to win, not just based on the last 4 years in the 3rd Congressional District, but based on his record as Attorney General, where he failed to, press the environmental issue, let polluters get away with it, and also going well back to when he was a congressman from Long Beach. He has, as the Sacramento Bee said, an abysmal record on the environment.
Indeed, that's true. Greg, anything else you want to add? All right, I think Greg has moved on. Let's go to Chris in San Jose, listening on Green 960. Hi, Chris, here on the Peter B. Collins Show with Dr. Bill Durston.
Hey, Peter. Hey, Doc.
Hello.
I wanted to let you know, Peter, you saved a listener.
How did I do that?
I was ready to shut off the Green 960 after all the rhetoric about Hillary and, you know, Obama, and how it's kind of just one-sided, you know, Democratic and all that. My comment, though, is about runaway media and how America has a big, big problem on its hands that's not going to be fixed during this election. It's the military-industrial congressional Congress complex that's pretty much taken over America right now.
Well, it is a set of critical issues. And let me just ask you this one aspect of it, Dr. Bill Durston. How do we clean up our campaign finance system? Because it is an orchestrated bribery code, and it works. You know, for pennies on the dollar, you can give money to a member of Congress and get an earmark or an appropriation that gives you a return on investment that would get you an MBA at Harvard.
You know, I believe we need public campaign financing. In California, we had the opportunity to vote that in last year. It wasn't a perfect system, but I think would have been a vast improvement over what we have. Unfortunately, I think that initiative went down with more than 70% of the public voting against it. Obviously, at the level of the state legislature or at the level of Congress, the people who got in with this system paid for by special interest, they're not going to vote for it themselves. So I think there are two things we need to do. When we have the opportunity on a state initiative, as we did in California, the people need to educate themselves and not be fooled by the corporate interest who convinced them to vote against their own best interest and, as happened last year, vote down public campaign financing at the state level.
Yeah.
At the congressional level, we don't have the initiative process, but we need to elect grassroots candidates who are not funded by special interest.
We're going to take a break and return with Dr. Bill Durston. He spells his last name D-U-R-S-T-O-N, and the website is durstonforcongress.org. If you have a question or comment, there's room for your call. Toll free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. Live from Sacramento, you're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show. Wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, the host of the new show, curiously enough, called The Scott Dick Show, weekdays following The Peter B. Collins Show. Every evening from 6 to 8 p.m., we'll talk about local and regional issues, national and international politics, military and veterans affairs, and anything else that hasn't been lip-smacked to death already. So hang around after The Peter B. Collins Show and tune in to the gift you just can't return, The Scott Dick Show, weekdays 6 to 8 p.m., where I'll shoot from the lip and take no prisoners.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Hi, I'm J.R. Medina, owner of PG Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue in Pacific Grove. My family and I are proud to serve the finest selection of beer, wine, liquor, and non-alcoholic beverages in the Monterey area. Our store is evolving beyond adult and soft drinks. We serve freshly brewed Acme coffee, the finest breakfast burritos, and now Nathan's hot dogs. We're open daily. Come by and check out the big, big selection and low, low prices at PG Liquors. That's PG Liquors at 229 Grand in Pacific Grove.
latest Walker Valley Road at Long Valley. It's a pickup truck. It is blocking one of the lanes. We don't have the actual lane that is blocked at this point. Also want to take a look at another Salinas problem, southbound 101 after Russell Road. It's a car that overturned, landed on its roof. It's still in the center divide. CHP still on scene. Apparently they're waiting for a tow truck to arrive there, so they need to wrap that thing up. Also looking at a problem in Hollister on Union Road at Cienega. It's a vehicle that went off the roadway and landed in a ditch. They're waiting for a tow truck with a extra cable to apparently retrieve that vehicle. And Aptos, southbound 1 before Soquel Drive, we do have a report of a fender bender with three vehicles. Everything appears to be off to the shoulder at this point. Printer problem, hurry into Office Depot through January 19th and get an HP black and white laser printer for only $99.99 after an $80 instant savings. Office Depot, taking care of business. That's traffic on KRXA.
Continue on the Peter B. Collins Show, and I'm your humble host, Peter B., live from Sacramento's Old Town in the studios of KSAC, our affiliate here in the capital city. We're talking with congressional candidate Dr. Bill Durston, the Democrat, challenging Dan Lundgren in this year's upcoming congressional race. And, Bill, have you drawn any Democratic competition so far?
No, not as far as I know. I don't anticipate there's going to be another Democrat in the primary race.
Uh-huh. That's nice. That gives you a nice, clean ride without having to spend your limited resources in a primary. And I understand you have a big kickoff event scheduled for January 27th.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we're working hard on this campaign, but we're going to have fun, too. And so on January 27th, we've got a big band coming. That's, I think, a 17-piece big band.
Wow.
And it's going to be at the Dante Club, which is a well-known place here in Sacramento. So we're going to have, actually, we call it Get Into the Campaign Swing. So mm-hmm. It's going to be a swing dance move. If you don't know how to swing dance, we've got someone who will teach swing dance lessons.
You?
I won't teach, but my wife and I do love to dance,
uh-huh.
And we can swing dance. And then, of course, we're going to have the obligatory campaign speech, keep it short, a pasta meal, and the Dante Club is famous mm-hmm. for its pasta. And by the way, children are invited to any Durston for Congress event. So it's going to be a fun kickoff, but it's going to be something to build energy and momentum for winning this race in 2008. You can go to the Durston for Congress website, by the way, and make reservations.
Great. That sounds like a lot of fun. January 27th. Dave's on the line from Eureka, one of our loyal listeners and callers to the Peter B. Collins Show. Hi, Dave. How are you doing today?
Hey, Peter. And, Doctor, the question I want to ask of everybody, what do you feel about our elections being conducted on corporate-owned voting machines, the secret codes and whatnot? Do you have any thoughts on it? What would you like to do about it?
Well, you know, I mean, this is what Peter's been talking with his guests about throughout the program, and I agree that we need verifiably accurate voting system. And paper ballots probably are the most direct way of doing that. I think it's possible at some time in the future we can have a verifiably accurate electronic voting system. We don't have that now, though.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, that's all you need, Dave? Dave is very pointed on this issue, and I appreciate his persistence. And he has called with candidates and elected officials, and I do think it's a very important issue.
Absolutely.
And it often, we mentioned this earlier today, that the very people who live and die by elections seem least interested in really, well, you're a doctor, you know, in slicing open the patient and saying, what's wrong in there?
Right. I mean, obviously you can't have a democracy if somebody's manipulating the vote count. I think it was Joseph Stalin who said something like, it doesn't matter who votes or how people vote, it's who counts the vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Dr. Bill Durston, the last thing I'd just like to ask you about is how you view the Democrats going into this election cycle. Do you feel that the party is united, or do you feel that, particularly at the congressional level, that we have a series of individuals who are bent on retaining their incumbency?
Well, that's a good question. Certainly, we have a strong, in terms of the presidential race, we have a very strong field. I hate to see people bloodying each other, but that's, I think, kind of what we usually see up to the primary. And then after that, I think people are going to get together. But it's part of the political process in general that we need to change, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of people thinking about their own interests, trying to sense what the political winds are blowing, and also being so worried about getting reelected, I think we need to have a political process that is driven by a search for the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the difference between why we've made such great strides in technology over the last 500 years, and yet we're still following a medieval foreign policy,
yeah,
that our political system is not based on the truth.
Well, Dr. Bill Durston, always a pleasure to see you. We'll be in touch as the campaign heats up, and I certainly wish you the best in your challenge to Dan Lundgren.
Thanks very much, Peter. Great to see you again. Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. My pleasure. We're going to take a break and return to the Free Speech Zone. Your calls and comments are welcome at 888-5-PETER-B. We may hear from Bill Clinton before the end of the hour. We'll see. I'm Peter B. in Sacramento.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Doesn't it seem that the service is lacking at most service stations? Well, not at the Valero at Mid-Carmel Valley Shopping Center. We take care of our customers. We offer expert car repair at reasonable rates with a fast turnaround. We do tune-ups, brakes, safety checks, and a 26-point inspection with an oil change. We specialize in Lexus and Toyota, and our mechanic is ASE certified. Call us at 624-0722. That's 624-0722. Mid-Carmel Valley Valero, putting the service back in service stations.
Come on in, and you will see the Central Avenue Bakery. Smell the bread, try the scones. Everything's so tasty, you want to take it all home. Vegetarian is a good affair. We make our meals in a kosher kitchen. I'll make mine falafel with hummus stew. A side of couscous and a bite of ganoush, yeah. Open at 7 every day. Have a cup of coffee or your morning latte. Come on in and sit right down. It's the friendliest place in town. Central Avenue Bakery.
In PG.
For an unforgettable omelet experience, visit the Central Avenue Bakery today. 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey, PG.
From Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore in Carmel, and we have something new, a unique opportunity to give yourself or someone special the gift of consultation with nationally respected life coach and career mentor Raymond Davi. Paul and I know firsthand the empowerment Ray has to offer. Discover how changes can propel you where you want to go in the areas of personal and career growth or planning goals for ongoing success, as well as insights for your work-life balance. Don't hesitate. Call and reserve your 90-minute appointment or purchase a gift certificate now. Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore and Secret Garden, 624-4955 or www.pilgrimsway.com.
Jim Moore Income Tax in Watsonville has been helping Monterey Bay Area residents with personal income tax preparation for more than 20 years. And this year, Manager Juan Gonzalez is prepared to assist all taxpayers take advantage of tax credits and rebates especially targeted for the eco-minded. The staff of Jim Moore Income Tax specializes in fast, professional income tax preparation at a very reasonable price. Do you have a naughty tax problem? Let Juan Gonzalez and his staff provide the expert assistance you need. Jim Moore Income Tax is located at 30 Alexander Street in downtown Watsonville, just two blocks from the Central Plaza. This year, let Juan Gonzalez show you where the green is for green living taxpayers. Visit Jim Moore Income Tax at 30 Alexander Street in downtown Watsonville. Be sure to take copies of your 2006 tax return and all of your 2007 W-2s and 1099s. Remember Jim Moore Income Tax for all of your tax preparation needs.
Hello, everybody. This is R.J. Moyet. Join me Sunday nights from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. for Sports Phone KRXA. Now all of us Monday morning quarterbacks can get together Sunday nights and talk about football, baseball, basketball, tennis, golf, hockey, softball, volleyball, kickball, bocce ball, bowling, rugby, lacrosse. Well, maybe we won't talk about rugby and lacrosse, but join me anyway for Sports Phone KRXA, Sunday nights from 6 p.m. until 7 p.m.
Live, unscripted, and unrehearsed, of course. It's the unpredictable Peter B. Collins Show, originating from that dangerous liberal enclave, San Francisco. Call in anytime toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and add your voice to Peter B.'s America.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show, and I'm still in Sacramento, having a great day here at KSAC, that's 1240 Talk City, and we're taking your phone calls now. It's the free speech zone for the rest of the hour, and one person who might exercise free speech rights is Bill Clinton. It's a long shot, but Lieutenant Governor Garamendi was here about an hour and a half ago, and he is at an event where Bill Clinton will offer some introductory remarks to the debate that is going to be watched on a big screen from Las Vegas here in Sacramento. And so if it works out, we equip the Lieutenant Governor with the hotline number, and if Bill Clinton calls in, we'll talk to him. And we'll see if he can persuade me to vote for his wife. John Garamendi made a good case, but didn't make the sale when he was with us a little bit earlier today. 888-5-PETER-B if you'd like to join us. 888-573-8372. We're also hoping for a call from a representative at the Kucinich campaign. We understand that the last-minute decision by the Supreme Court of Nevada is that Dennis Kucinich will not be permitted to participate in the debate in Las Vegas tonight. Let's go to Bob in... Nope, we're not going to go to Bob yet? Okay, let's take Bob, and then maybe we'll have that update from the campaign. Bob in Sacramento, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hi, Peter B. I'm calling from Sacramento. I'm a renter's rights advocate, and you just had a host on the program talk about the need for campaign finance reform.
That's
on
right.
The state level in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would be a timely opportunity to bring up the issue of renter's rights because the state legislature has failed desperately in enacting even a semblance of rights for renters, and this is especially appalling in light of the housing mortgage crisis and the fact that over half of the population relies on rental housing.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bob, you make a very good point. Bob, just a sec. Let me make a couple of comments. First of all, renters have been so marginalized in California. If you remember, when Prop 13 passed way back in the 70s, it included a tax credit for renters that was supposed to help offset the increases that might be passed along by landlords. And that renter's credit has been, I believe, eviscerated in one of the last fiscal crises in the state's economic history. And it's just one indication. We've also seen that the rent control laws in urban areas have been rolled back and in some cases watered down to enhance the rights of the property owners. And I think renters in California, particularly given the housing costs and the pressures that working people face, deserve a lot better break, and I think you're right that a renter's bill of rights is a very important place to start.
May I comment?
You may.
Well, one of the problems with trying to enact renter's rights is it gets mired in affordability and rents. And my point and issue is that what renters really need is protection from arbitrary and capricious evictions, mm-hmm, with the rent paid up. And this is a frequent common occurrence, especially in the Sacramento area and these warmer climates. There's property owners are generally abusive too often than not. And so, of note, the 30-day notice for an eviction of a paid renter was increased to 60 days with zero support by the Republican legislature of California, and it passed and got to the governor's desk on a Democratic vote, and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, to my admiration, signed the bill into law without one single Republican in favor. So that it is significant that if people give it an effort, state politics can be implored to give attention to the rights of renters. It's so overwhelming that it's even difficult to talk about it.
All right. Bob, I appreciate your call today. Thanks for raising the issue.
Thank you for taking my call, Peter B.
Okay, you're welcome. Good to hear from you. 888-5-PETER-B if you'd like to join us. That's 888-573-8372. If you're listening here in the Sacramento area, the 5:30 screening has already started at the Crest Theater, but you can join us for Uncounted at 8 p.m. That, again, is at the Crest Theater on K Street here in Sacramento. And joining us now is Sharon Manitta from the Kucinich campaign. Sharon, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, this is an important issue, and we've been trying to keep tabs on it today. I understand that the congressman himself spent most of the afternoon in the state Supreme Court chambers of the state of Nevada. Tell us what the proceedings produced.
Bad news for Dennis and for the rest of America, as far as I'm concerned. They've said that MSNBC's First Amendment rights are more important than Dennis's and the rest of the country's. And Dennis, after being invited to be at this debate by MSNBC, they withdrew the request. We went to court, got a ruling that Dennis should be there yesterday, and now the Nevada State Supreme Court has said no, they're upholding MSNBC's right to exclude Dennis from the
And was this ruled based on Nevada law or a reading of federal law? Because it gets a little complicated. The Communications Act is a federal law that applies to broadcast television stations and not specifically to the cable channel MSNBC. So what was the legal basis that the congressman brought this action under?
Well, I'm afraid I am not the lawyer for the campaign, and I haven't had a chance to read it. I'm in the communications department, and
okay.
I have been flat out with phone calls to people just trying to keep the basics together. So you're going to have to forgive me. I haven't had a chance to read our petition, or this ruling has literally just come down a few minutes ago.
I see.
So
okay.
Forgive me for not answering that.
Okay. In previous conversations with Mr. Kucinich, we did talk about this kind of vagary, and that is that the Communications Act of 1934 only applies to broadcast radio and TV stations.
Yeah.
And the networks have used their cable channels to originate debates. And in my view, it was a conscious effort to avoid the reach of the Communications Act, which does require equal time for bona fide candidates. That apparently is something that's voluntary on the cable channels and not subject to enforcement by the FCC. So what I don't know here is what laws the justices of Nevada were reviewing in their decision about whether or not to permit the congressman to join in the debate tonight.
Well, it looks like it's let's see, they're talking about prior restraint. I'm just looking at a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But they're talking about the First Amendment of the United States, and then due process to the states through the due process clause of the 14th Amendment.
Okay.
But it looks like they're saying that the lower court exceeded its judiciary domain in the sense that it overextended itself in its ruling.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what comment did Mr. Kucinich have at the conclusion of these proceedings, Sharon?
Well, we just, I haven't even had a chance. You literally are the first people to get, you know, this broadcast, other than MSNBC, that said, you know, Dennis lost the case.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting way to put it. So I haven't even had a chance to speak to Dennis yet. Obviously, I'm sure he's very concerned. We have a satellite truck outside the Cashman Center, so that we're hoping to be able to do a broadcast with Dennis in a short time. I know Dennis will keep going, but if people out there are outraged, the best thing you can do is to put your efforts into getting votes for Dennis in the California primary. That is the way you can show that Americans still care about fair play and that they understand that Dennis has policies that this country really, really needs.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sharon, if you could pass my greetings along to Dennis Kucinich and tell him that I strongly support his call for a recount in the state of New Hampshire. And I was chatting about this earlier today in his defense. A San Francisco talk show host was hammering Kucinich today with the phony idea that the recount that Dennis asked for is to change the outcome of his vote tally.
Yeah.
And the real issue here is that there are significant questions and anomalies related to the shifting in votes between Obama and Clinton, and that it is those issues that Dennis has stood up for. And I really appreciate it because he's standing up for every American and really calling attention to the need to reform our electoral process to make sure that every vote is actually counted.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we know that we're not going to, it's not going to affect us and the number of delegates we get. I don't know how much I can emphasize how much Dennis believes and lives and breathes the Constitution of this country. And he believes in it for everybody, not just for himself, not just for Democrats, not just for Republicans, everybody. And that's what this recount is about.
All right. Well, Sharon, thank you for making us first here. We're honored, and I'm sorry that the decision came down the way it did today.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Sharon Manitta from the Kucinich campaign, where their slogan is strength through peace. Let's go to Joe in Brookings, Oregon. Joe, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show.
I hope there aren't too many Republicans and Democrats jumping off of tall buildings when Michael Bloomberg wins in November.
Don't be so fast there, Joe. It's a long road for an independent to win. And while I do think that Bloomberg, with his fortune and his rather liberal position on a number of issues, could be a formidable candidate, the barriers to an independent actually winning electoral college votes, those barriers are huge. And Ross Perot, with all of his fortune and even the good polling numbers, he ran, you know, with 19% support in 1992, and he picked up zero electoral college votes. So don't be selling me Bloomberg at this point.
Well, you might remember Ross Perot got 20% of the vote, and he even jumped out of the race for about 3 months or so. So it could happen.
Joe,
now,
the real critical issue here is not whether Ross Perot got out of the race because of that story about his daughter's wedding. The issue is that the deck is loaded. The deck,
I know, the
is
deck
stacked
is loaded
against an independent candidate.
And I predicted what I predicted. And you just watch, because the Democrats and Republicans are doing it again, and people are getting fed up, and you can see why. And you can see why, you know, what they're doing to Kucinich. You know, I've seen him do this before. I've seen him do it to Ralph Nader 8 years ago. Of course, people didn't care about him being excluded from the debates. They do this all the time. I don't think it's a coincidence you got Dennis Kucinich being excluded from tonight's debate at the same time that he did call for the recount in New Hampshire. You had Dan Abrams, the owner of MSNBC, crying these crocodile tears on his television show last night.
He is the manager, but the network's owned by General Electric.
Well, yeah. But here you got the guy, general manager, whatever he is,
right,
crying all these crocodile tears. I'm sure General Electric themselves want Hillary Clinton to win this election. They don't much care for this recount being made. They don't want Dennis Kucinich bringing up stuff like Iraq and have a Cheney impeach and all that. After all, haven't you heard the surge is working? The surge is working. After all, the top candidates for the Democrats won't say anything about Iraq.
You didn't hear it here.
John McCain have told us so. So we are to be content and happy with the choices that are before us. And if Dennis Kucinich and other people of any ideas get excluded from the debates, well, that's just too bad, because corporate America has said so. We are to be content and happy with the choices.
All right, Joe, thanks for your call tonight. Good to talk to you from Brookings, Oregon. We're going to take a break and return. 888-5-PETER-B if you'd like to join in. 888-573-8372. And before the end of the show, Gary Chu will join us, our resident film critic. Give us a review of the documentary Uncounted. We're screening it at the Crest Theater in Sacramento tonight. Thanks for joining us today on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Well, it is Walker Valley Road at Long Valley. It's a pickup truck. It is blocking one of the lanes. We don't have the actual lane that is blocked at this point. Also want to take a look at another Salinas problem. Southbound 101 after Russell Road. It's a car that overturned, landed on its roof. It's still in the center divide. CHP still on scene. Apparently they're waiting for a tow truck to arrive there, so they need to wrap that thing up. Also looking at a problem in Hollister on Union Road at Cienega. It's a vehicle that went off the roadway, landed in a ditch. They're waiting for a tow truck with extra cable to apparently retrieve that vehicle. And Aptos, southbound 1 before Soquel Drive, we do have a report of a fender bender with three vehicles. Everything appears to be off to the shoulder at this point. Printer problem, hurry into Office Depot through January 19th and get an HP black and white laser printer for only $99.99 after an $80 instant savings. Office Depot, taking care of business. That's traffic on KRXA.
I found a Sunday school program for my children, one that has helped them develop their own system of beliefs and has taught them ethics and justice.
My partner and I were brought up in different faiths. The Unitarian Universalists welcome us both and honor our roots.
With so much division in our country, I found a congregation where people with different beliefs could gather as one. Unitarian Universalists seek wisdom from all the world's religions.
We were so caught up in our careers. We needed a faith community to bring us back in touch with the important things in life. We joined the Unitarian Universalists.
Unitarian Universalists believe in respect, freedom, and justice for all people. Come visit our church in the Monterey Peninsula at 490 Aguajito Road at the top of Carmel Hill. Visit our website at uucmp.org or call 624-7404.
Locally owned, the Ugly Mug Coffee House in Soquel Village. Always lively, always wired. We serve the best organic, shade-grown coffees, loose-leaf teas, original bar drinks, and delectable goodies in friendly community atmosphere. Open every day, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., complete with music, Wi-Fi, and the craziest regulars in Santa Cruz. Meet your friends or just bring yourself to the Ugly Mug, Soquel Drive at Porter Street, for lively conversations and the best cappuccino in town. Hey, what do you want? Rare frickin' sunshine? Delicious.
The Ugly Mug, Soquel Drive and Porter Street in Soquel.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, the host of the new show, curiously enough, called The Scott Dick Show, weekdays following the Peter B. Collins Show. Every evening from 6 to 8 p.m., we'll talk about local and regional issues, national and international politics, military and veterans affairs, and anything else that hasn't been lip-smacked to death already. So hang around after the Peter B. Collins Show and tune in to the gift you just can't return, The Scott Dick Show, weekdays 6 to 8 p.m., where I'll shoot from the lip and take no prisoners.
Minutes in front of the hour of the Peter B. Collins Show, originating from Sacramento and our affiliate studios here at KSAC. I want to thank Paula Nelson and Frank and Jason and everybody else here who made this possible today. Katrina Real, our producers here in Sacramento with me, and Brian Urban holding down the fort at our secret studio in the Bay Area. Thanks to everybody on the team that made this possible. Up next, Melissa in Berkeley. Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hi, thanks.
You're welcome.
I'm almost speechless with what's happened to Kucinich, and I think it's time for America to get real. The only thing these folks understand is money, so boycott every single thing that GE makes. Stop buying anything new. Absolutely turn off your television sets. End of story.
I'll start.
I'm not willing to go live in the fascist states of America. Not yet.
I'll start with the Gladiator show. I caught about 5 minutes of that the other night, and I just wanted to puke. But I also have sworn off I'm not buying any more nuclear reactors from General Electric. I don't need any more. And I'm being facetious, Melissa.
It's about light bulbs. It's about sugar. It's about finding a website that tells all of their products and all of their subsidiaries and not buying another thing.
All right.
Thanks.
I appreciate your advocacy, and thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, good luck. I like your program.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right.
Gary Chu joins us now. He's here in Sacramento, and I was hoping to see him today, but apparently a flu bug has caught up with him. Gary, how are you? Let's see if we can get Gary on the line. I think we have Gary Chu. Brian, have we done that? We're standing by. Gary Chu is an exile from Tulsa, Oklahoma, who has worked in public radio here in Sacramento. He's a longtime movie buff and film critic. And he has reviewed the film Uncounted, which, of course, we are screening tonight at the Crest Theater. The first showing is underway right now, and the second screening will be at 8 p.m. I'll be at the Crest Theater after the first screening for I'll be moderating some questions and answers with filmmaker David Earnhardt and our friend blogger Brad Friedman from bradblog.com. And then the second showing at 8 o'clock with Q&A following. And the same thing will take place in Oakland at the Grand Lake Theater this Thursday night. That's a 7 p.m. start in Oakland for the documentary Uncounted. Gary Chu, are you with us?
I'm with you, Peter B.
All right.
Good to hear your voice.
Good to talk with you. And you feeling all right?
Feeling pretty well. I wish I could have come down today, but staying home is the best thing, I think.
Okay. Well, I thank you because I've cleared out from the Christmas flu or cold, and I'm trying to stay healthy, so that's thoughtful of you. So I have seen the documentary Uncounted, and we have a throng of people in the theater now and another showing later tonight. Give us your thoughts on this documentary about elections in this country.
Well, Peter B., first of all, I'd like to thank David Earnhardt for spreading democracy right here at home with his new documentary film. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
And for taking up some of the slack we've all been seeing or maybe not seeing on TV news shows about such vital topics as the accuracy of the vote in a cyber-savvy democracy. Mr. Earnhardt takes us back to what happened to those elections of 2000 and 2004, in case anyone has already forgotten. I certainly haven't. He also reminds us about the 2006 election that saw the Democrats victorious, but not maybe as victorious as they might have been, with better auditing of all the votes counted. Earnhardt profiles some very interesting men in Uncounted. They've also been helpful in spreading democracy in the USA. Remember these names: whistleblower Stephen Heller, columnist Robert Kohler, the late voting machine entrepreneur Ethan Gibbs, Clint Curtis, a former voting machine programmer who's now running for Congress,
right,
and a reputable Republican voting official from Utah named Bruce Funk. Seeing these gentlemen stepping up to the plate to ensure that votes should be counted as cast gave me a rather a good feeling. Uncounted is well constructed. It's easy to follow with good editing, interesting, effective music, and a very clear graphic that explains important election statistics, as well as certain definitions like that overused word earlier in this century called undervote.
Yeah.
Earnhardt's film actually begs a very large question, Peter B., I think. Would you rather have American citizens control elections, or would you prefer are handled by corporations that manufacture voting machines? Well, the clear answer in the documentary is American citizens, as voters and election observers. That's the better choice. Besides asking that question, Uncounted strives to undermine voter apathy in the United States. But the most interesting point made in the film, Peter B., to me, was the problem of election fraud surely being a bipartisan concern.
Mm-hmm.
Honest Democrats and honest Republicans alike are aware of that. Having trust in the integrity of a democracy is what makes it work. I recommend you see and count it if you haven't. With your friends, then tell your buddies who went bowling tonight instead that they should see it, too. I think it's going to run again at 8 o'clock this evening at the Crest downtown.
That's right. And it's also screening in the Bay Area debut this Thursday night at the Grand Lake Theater in Oakland. And if you go to the website uncountedthemovie.com, you have an opportunity to purchase a DVD there and instructions on how you can organize a house party and make sure that many other people see it as well. Gary Chu, I hope you feel better. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure, Peter B.
I appreciate your comments.
Bye.
Well, that does it for our visit to Sacramento. I'm heading over to the Crest Theater, and if you're local, I hope to see you there. We'll be back on the radio tomorrow. Same time, same great radio stations.
To you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Everything we know about this election tells us the exit polls were right. George Bush lost this election.
An explosive new documentary.
The scope of the theft is almost unfathomable.
Journalist Bob Kohler calls it very powerful. Urgent viewing if you care about democracy.
With these machines, you can alter the outcome of a national election undetectably.
Mr. Curtis, are there programs that can be used to secretly fix elections?
Yes. I wrote a prototype that did just that.
What he found was an extraordinary threat to national security.
A vital and important work, says journalist Brad Friedman.
Look at the pattern of the past few elections. We have every reason to believe that the 2008 election is going to be manipulated.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. The Republican presidential race is wide open. With the polls just closed in Michigan, CBS News estimates that Mitt Romney will be the winner, with John McCain coming in second and Mike Huckabee third. Let's go live to Romney headquarters and CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
And Bill, there's a real air of optimism and celebration here. There's been chanting every time results go up on the screen. A real sense this campaign has been turned around. On the wall, a sign that says Washington is broken. A clear reference to John McCain, a U.S. senator, is part of the problem. And a sea of signs that say change begins with us. And now the GOP race has changed and Romney is a factor. Bill?
In the virtually meaningless Democratic primary, where among the major candidates only Hillary Clinton's name was on the ballot, we estimate that Clinton will indeed be the winner. Exit polling gives us some idea what the voters were thinking today. Costas Panagopoulos is a CBS News political consultant.
Issues were much more important to voters in today's Michigan primary than candidates' personal or leadership qualities. And when asked about which issue voters cared most about, they picked the economy overwhelmingly. In fact, Michigan voters chose the economy over the war in Iraq, immigration, and terrorism combined as the most important issue for them in their vote.
Another day of big losses on Wall Street, prompted by corporate losses in the subprime mortgage meltdown. The Dow closed 277 points lower at 12,501. CBS News correspondent Anthony Mason reports.
For America's financial giants, it's the worst period since the Great Depression. Citigroup, the country's largest bank, lost nearly $10 billion in the last 3 months of last year. It'll cut 4,200 jobs after suffering $18 billion in mortgage-related losses. And it's not alone. Merrill Lynch, with $8 billion in mortgage losses already on the books, is expected to announce another $15 billion later this week as the housing crisis continues to take its toll.
The Nasdaq lost 60 points, but one bright spot, the price of oil fell nearly $2 to $91.90 a barrel. The National Transportation Safety Board believes it's found what was wrong with the Minneapolis bridge that collapsed last summer. The gussets, steel plates used to join the structural beam,